KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects on your to-do list and slide them right over to the done list. If you've got a project in mind you'd like to take on, we'd love to help. The number here to ask your questions is 888-MONEY-PIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So as you look around your house, as you look around your yard, we know there's something you'd like to get done. So let us help. That is what we do. Hey, coming up on today's show, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable. And now that we're going into fall, it's a good time to assess your home's insulation needs because most homes simply don't have enough. We're going to share a new product that will allow you to get that insulation done fast and safe just ahead.
And also ahead, it's that time of year when all of that beautiful foliage is going to assemble onto your rooftop into a one gigantic mess, which is going to clog your gutters, and this is going to happen everywhere. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to take a look at the most popular gutter guards and talk about what works and what doesn't.
And if you guys have a big job to do that requires a construction adhesive, like maybe like installing a mirror, for example, you know that that construction adhesive is very strong, right? But it's also super messy. Well, now there's a new double-sided construction adhesive tape that is way strong, and it can hold 300 pounds with zero mess. So we're going to tell you all about that.
Plus, if you like to build projects that maybe requires a little bit of joinery to keep it all together, we've got a great tool to give away today from Craig Tool, and it's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, and it's worth $99, but it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
So call us right now with your home improvement, your decor, your reno questions. That number again is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions right now to moneypit.com. Leslie, it looks like there's a lot of folks that are planning some end of summer and early fall projects, so let's get to it. Who's first?
We've got Rebecca from Kansas on the line. What can we do for you today?
We have a room that has the old wood paneling in it with the grooves and such, but would really like to not remove it. But is there some way we can get the drywall look without putting up drywall, with putting on mud by hand or splattering it and kind of doing a knockdown, or would it stick, or what do we need to do?
Well, I feel like whatever you put on top of it, whether you fill it with mud or you use something to make the grooves go away and then try to smooth out the surface, you're going to get so much movement from the walls, just in general. Not that your house is moving, but, you know, it does. And it gets a lot of movement just from people walking by, that none of that's going to stick in there. And it's going to end up falling off and looking weird, and you're going to have to do it again. So my suggestion is either embrace the paneling look as far as the grooves and paint it to give it a different effect, or put like a half-inch drywall over it.
If you painted it, would you have to put some kind of a primer so it'll stick, or would you need to do a light sand on it? Or
yes and yes. You want to make sure that the surface is clean,
right?
Obviously. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything, you know, sticky or gross on it, you want to give it a good cleaning. You can use something like TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, and that's like a good wall prep product, or you can give it a light sanding. But if you give it a nice, if there's a sheen to it, you may want to give it a light sanding, but not necessarily. And then I would use a really good heavy duty primer, something perhaps like a Bin or a Zinsser, something that's, you know, hardcore, that's going to stick to anything. And then let that dry. And once that's done, you can go ahead and put a latex top coat on it.
Okay. If we elected to do the half inch drywall, we'd just treat it like a normal drywall, tape it, put the mud on, and sand it, and then paint it.
Absolutely. The only thing to consider is that any electrical outlets, your boxes, things like that, are going to have to be pulled out a little bit.
Oh, we're going to have to bring them out.
Yeah. Trim as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Chet in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I attended an energy show where they were showing an energy shield or a ramp made out of aluminum. What it was designed to do was to basically block the radiant heat from penetrating your house in the summer. Thus, you use less energy, I guess, to stay cooler. And then in the wintertime, what it does, it prevents your heat from escaping, very much like the astronauts use from the extreme temperature in space. Since I'm building a new house, could you put this wrap between your ceiling drywall and the bottom of your trusses, or is there a better way of keeping the radiant heat from penetrating your house in the summer?
Well, what you're talking about here is a product called Reflective Barrier, and I have to say that I'm not convinced that it works really well, and would not necessarily recommend it. And usually it's put in a home that's already constructed. It's a little bit easier to put in a home that obviously is being built. But there are far better alternatives if you really want to make your home energy efficient. I would tell you to look into spray foam insulation, specifically Isonene. Because when you use a spray foam insulation in new construction, it does two things. Not only does it insulate, but it seals every possible little gap that is going to be throughout that building. And when the walls are open like that, you can have it sprayed and it's going to do that. It's also quieter in terms of preventing sound transmission. It just has so many wonderful benefits. I would tell you to focus on something like that to give yourself a real benefit and stay away from the radiant barrier products.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mindy in Kentucky is on the line and has a flooring question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes. We have a really hideous linoleum in our on our kitchen floor. It's actually been in the house since we bought it. And, of course, it's starting to peel up, and there's actually other linoleum under it. And actually, I'm really afraid to dig any deeper to see how many levels might be on it. I was just wondering, is it worth the time and effort, you know, and possible extra cost to just take everything up?
Do you have a dishwasher in that kitchen?
No, we do not. I'd love to have one, but I do not have one, no.
Well, the reason I ask you is because if you don't take up the old floor, you'd end up sort of sealing in the dishwasher, and it's hard to remove it after that. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an advocate of taking up the old flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's kind of sloppy to put new layers over the old. But I can see if it's difficult to get it up or for budget reasons that you don't want to go in that direction. But I would recommend you take it up if you can.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mindy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this fall weekend? Maybe there's something awesome that you're tackling on the outside of your house, or maybe you're thinking about getting the house ready for perhaps a holiday gathering. Fingers crossed they're going to happen. Yeah, we'll see how the year plays out, but hopefully everybody's gathering. So let's help you get your house in tip-top shape. So make sure you reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Now, Angie's List is currently Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com and start your next home project today.
And just ahead, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable year-round. But if installing that stuff is a job that you put off because you were concerned it would be time-consuming and uncomfortable to work with, there's a new product out that will allow you to get the insulation done fast and safe. Share that tip after this.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's CREGTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project? Well, we can share some expert tips, ideas, and inspiration that are going to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Hey, if you guys like to build projects where you have to join boards together, that can be a difficult part of the project. Well, it won't be if you have the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It's a fantastic tool, and we've got one to give away to one lucky listener on today's program. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig makes it easy to work with a wide variety of materials. You can work with wood, plywood, composites, 1x, 2x, hardwoods, you name it. You can join these boards together with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It's worth $99.99. It's going out to one caller, one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Why not? Give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might be able to send that Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro out to you. It's available at CraigTool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers. But we've got one to give away, so make that you. Give us a call. We want to hear what you're working on at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ron in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an 1865 farmhouse that is in very good condition with about 2 foot thick stone walls that are the basement walls. And from what I understand, those old stone walls are made basically of stone, and sometimes they put rubble in the middle. Somehow field mice have found their way through from the outside, and I'm trying to figure out how to maybe barge or put cement in between the stones to protect that from happening.
So the mice, you think, are coming right through the foundation wall?
Oh, yeah. They're finding their way through. It's been 150 years.
Why can't you point the openings up? You know, by pointing, I mean add mortar to those cracks or those crevices in the foundation wall to try to seal those gaps up.
My biggest question, I guess, is how do I get the part cleaned out so that I can point that up? I guess I should use air rather than water to try to blast it out to get the dust out of there so that the moisture, whatever cement I use will adhere. Would you recommend water or air to try to clean that?
I think you could probably do it with a pressure washer, but you're just going to have to make sure it dries really well, you know, before you go ahead and point it up.
Is there any particular type of concrete product you would recommend or cement you would recommend for that?
I would take a look at the products that are made by Quikrete, Quikrete, and you can find a mortar patching compound that Quikrete makes and use that. Because it usually has a sort of a stickier component to it, so it's easier to press it in those places. But listen, I mean, aside from, you know, just sealing up those gaps, just keep in mind that there's a lot of different places that mice can get into your house. It might not just be those gaps in the foundation. I mean, they only need the space of about the width of a nickel to squeeze through.
It's amazing, pretty amazing how easily they can get in. We don't have a lot of trouble with them now as we did a little bit earlier, but I'd like to try to make those walls nicer again. They had the old horsehair plaster.
Yeah, well, of course, and that will you know, basically handle both of those challenges. I mean, generally, you want to avoid doing anything around your house that could be a nesting site, so that could be stacks of firewood or newspapers or things like that. You want to make sure you're careful with food in the house, especially pet food or types of food products that you keep, like, on the ground where it's accessible. You know, you want to make sure those things are in sealed containers. You want to look for all those gaps. If you find any little gaps like that, another little trick of the trade just temporarily is just to put steel wool in there because mice can't get through steel wool. And then you want to use rodenticides. You know, you want to be careful if you have pets. If you do, there are bait stations that the bait can be held by that pets can't get into. But, you know, keeping those in and around the interior perimeter of the home, especially if it's up on a basement or a crawl space, are effective as well.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Good luck with that project, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation really is the key to keeping your home comfortable. And now that we're going into the fall season, it really is a good time to assess your home's insulation needs because most homes simply don't have enough.
That's right. But with an increased focus on the safety of the materials we choose for our homes, How do contractors and DIYers choose insulation products that are safe to work and live with?
Well, Owens Corning's new pink next-gen fiberglass insulation is made with safe, proven ingredients. Since fiberglass is non-combustible, no chemicals are added to make it fire-resistant, which means more peace of mind for contractors, builders, and homeowners.
Plus, its advanced fiber technology makes it feel soft and install quickly, so it's easy to get the job done right without extra time, special equipment, or messy cleanup. To learn more about the new Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation, go to pinknextgen.com. That's pink, P-I-N-K, next, G-E-N.com.
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots are, they're gnarly, and they're, a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, if this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab and be 4 or 5 inches thick, is that what you're telling me you have?
Right.
Okay. So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings you can build the deck. Otherwise the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the winter time. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joist and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution, because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, three or four holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What are you working on this lovely fall weekend? Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Well, now that fall is here, all of those leaves are aimed right at your gutters. I know, they don't want to stay on the trees, they just want to clog things up. So we're going to share some tips on the best gutter guards when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th Annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosz, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Literally the number one cause of basement water problems and crawl space flooding problems and cracked foundations, all for the same reason, because you throw a lot of water around your foundation and the soil gets unstable, and that's when it leaks and that's when it cracks and shifts, so that's really bad. It can cause leaking roofs because ice dams will form on top of those clogged gutters. The water will back up into the roof and leak. And then, of course, you've got slippery sidewalks and possibly one of the worst things, wood-destroying insects. Ever wonder why you got termites and carpenter ants hanging out around your house? Well, it's because you're feeding them, or at least giving them a drink with all that moisture, right?
You don't mean to do it, but it's happening. So, I mean, I've seen so many different types of gutter guards available. So how do you know what the best options are and what might work best for your house?
Yeah, there's a lot of poppycock out there, Leslie. You know, I mean, there's a lot of claims.
But everybody says they're the best.
They're all the best. They're all the best. Use us, we're the best. I'll tell you this. If you hire a contractor to do these, you just better make sure you're not getting ripped off, because we have seen crazy prices from a few dollars a foot to $100 a foot.
It's amazing. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and it's not worth it. It's not worth that kind of money, but they're going to sell you, not the job. But I'll give you some general guidance. There is a type of gutter guard called a reverse curve, where basically it's like a piece of metal that covers the top of the gutter. And the idea is that the water, because of the principles of gravity and surface tension, like holds onto the gutter guard surface and drains back into the gutter while leaves wash off. Works okay, but in really heavy rainfall, we found that the water will just push right over that and basically end up on the ground, and because it's too much force, right? The other type, which I think has the most promise, is the stainless steel mesh. This is kind of a stainless steel material, usually has thousands of holes per square inch. It works really well, but again, if you hire a pro to do this, there are a couple of brands that are particularly troublesome in how they try to sell you. You'll find it's crazy expensive. It's interesting. I found one manufacturer that if you hire them, it was, I don't know, I forget, maybe $20, $30 a foot. But if you go to Amazon, you can buy the product for like, you know, $5 a foot. Same exact product. They changed the name, but they were the manufacturer, so I think the product is the same. I recommended it to a friend of mine the other day that was looking for a DIY option. So stainless steel mesh, I think, is good. There's also these bottle brushes or foam where they kind of stuff the gutter with brushes or foam, and the idea is that it will stop the gutter from leaking because it blocks the leaves from getting into the drains. But I don't know. The idea of like stuffing the gutter with anything just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So,
yeah, because you want things to flow through.
Yeah, and it does. But I mean, I think at some point I feel like it wouldn't. That's why I think the steel mesh is probably the best way to go.
Yeah, but I think even the most fancy high-tech gutter guards aren't going to be 100% perfect, right? So when it comes to gutter guards, you can't just set it and forget it. You've got to still kind of stay on top of it, right?
Yeah, and that's why I always say the best time to check what's happening with the water around your house is to grab an umbrella, go out in a heavy rainstorm. You know, no thunder or lightning, just like pounding rain. Go out, stand back from your house, and watch your roof. You'll be surprised. You may see water just streaming right off of that from a blocked gutter or disconnected spouts. And if something gets clogged, that's a good way to know it. Just be aware of it. You know, to the trained eye, I mean, I can walk around the house in the middle of summer when there's no rain and know it's got a gutter problem because I'll see an erosion line at the soil under the gutter, or I'll see that the foundation is sort of chipped away or worn away because the water hits the ground and bounces up against the foundation. If there's stucco there, the stucco will fall off. So there are subtle signs that, you know, somebody who's very familiar with these conditions can spot. But for you, grab an umbrella, go outside, watch your house every few months and see what's happening. This way you'll know, be able to take quick action on it before it gets bad.
Heading up north to Ontario, where we've got Roxanne on the line with a leaky roof. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm up in an upper duplex, and my ceilings are leaking, and I'm just wondering if he has to replace the roof.
You see, your ceilings are leaking. How many places are you seeing these leaks?
Three places.
Three places? Wow, man. Well, obviously something's going on here. Where is one of these over the bathroom by any chance?
One's in the bathroom, one's in the hallway, and one I think was in the living room.
You're going to have a professional take a look at this roof and figure out where it's leaking. I asked you about the bathroom because typically there's vent pipes that go through the roof there that often get gaps around them as they get exposed to the sun. And that can very frequently cause water to run down that vent pipe and show up on your bathroom ceiling, but your problem is worse than this. So it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily replace the roof. Not necessarily, no. It depends on how bad the roofing condition is and why it's leaking. Most of the time, leaks occur because of flashing. In other words, the intersection between the shingles themselves, or where the shingles go around chimneys, or where they go in between the roof and different parts of the upper building, like a second story that's on top of a one story, like that kind of thing. That's generally where the leaks form. You're just going to have somebody get up there and take a look at it, try to figure out what's causing it, and then get the leak fixed from there. Okay?
Okay. Why, thank you. Good show.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with all your home improvement and decor questions. Call us anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you've got a big job to do that requires a construction adhesive, you know, maybe you're installing a mirror, for example, you know that it's got to be super strong, and that usually means that it's super messy. But now there's a new double-sided construction adhesive tape that's really strong and can hold 300 pounds with no mess. We're going to share that just ahead. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
Wait, this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, you'll never miss an episode of The Money Pit if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You'll get new episodes as they become available, which is every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Hey, and you don't want to miss a chance to win a great prize. We've got up for grabs the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. I mean, if you're building projects where you've got to join some boards together, this really is the best way to achieve a perfect joint every single time. And it's great for building indoor projects. Say you like to build furniture or cabinets or shelving. You want to do some outdoor projects. It's fantastic for trellises and pergolas. It's $99.99, and you can check out the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro at craigtool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions, and you might just be the lucky winner of that Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro.
Now we're heading to South Dakota, where David's on the line. What can we do for you today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just had my 120-year-old house sided with new vinyl siding. I got relatively new vinyl windows, and I'm curious, do I caulk between the J-channel and the window frame on the outside?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, it's not necessary?
No, it's not necessary. It should be watertight the way, if the installers put it in correctly, it should be watertight as it is. If it needed to be caulked, they would have done that. I know it looks like there's a big gap there, but that's pretty typical. And you generally don't have to caulk between the back of the J channel and the side of the window.
Yeah, I was just worried about if it rains from a certain angle, it's going to, you know, wick down through that gap and then run behind the siding.
Usually that's pretty tight and that won't happen. I mean, there's no reason you can't caulk it, but I don't necessarily think you have to do it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, if you work in construction or you're a serious DIYer, you know that construction adhesive is one of the strongest adhesive products that you can use. But the main problem with construction adhesive is that it's really messy. I mean, it comes in a tube and you got to use a caulking gun to apply it. Plus, you can't reseal that tube after it's open, then you can't save any extra that's left behind, and then it's all over your hands. I mean, it's just a gigantic mess.
Well, now there's another that I think is a very handy option, Leslie. It's called the Total Tape. Now, it's the original superglue Total Tape, and what they've done is they take that messy construction adhesive and they transformed it into a double-sided construction adhesive tape. Except that unlike any other kind of double-sided tape, this tape delivers extreme strength. It can hold up to 300 pounds per roll. And it's also mesh reinforced, and it works on all materials, and check this out, in all weather conditions too.
Yeah, so whether you want to hang something inside the house like a mirror or a heavy picture or even a towel bar, Total Tape is going to do that job. And you can even use it outside to attach house numbers, electricity boxes, tiles, you name it, Total Tape works quickly and easily.
You know, I even repaired a dishwasher recently that had lost its connection with the countertop. The screw had actually worn out. It was in my son's apartment, and the screw that holds the dishwasher to the underside of this, like, granite countertop had worn out.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I used Total Tape under the tab, and then I screwed through it and just kind of clamped it for a bit, and it held. It's been, like, 2 months now. So pretty impressive stuff.
I mean, that's awesome, especially because it's always hard to figure out what adhesive to use for what material. And here you've named two completely opposite materials, and it worked awesome.
And I love that it's like handy to have around. You can kind of keep it in the toolbox, and you know, you're not always having to buy a new tube. I mean, how many tubes have I thrown out over the years? Tons that were like half done because you can't save the stuff. You just can't. But this works great.
No, you really can't.
You'll find Total Tape at Amazon or in your local hardware store. You can learn more at supergluecorp.com/totaltape.
Rosemary in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm having a problem with the light bulb for the garage door. The light bulb keeps going out. And I understand there's a special one to use, but I haven't had time to check it out. Have you heard of such a thing?
Well, sometimes with all the vibration associated with that the operation of that garage door opener, you can get a lot of vibration. Sometimes that will ruin a standard incandescent bulb. There's a type of bulb called a rough-duty bulb. You may have a hard time finding that in a normal hardware store or home center. I think a better idea is just to get yourself an LED light bulb. I think the LED bulbs are much more durable than incandescents in addition to being much more cost-effective, and I think that will solve it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'll try that.
You're welcome, Rosemary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, one listener got a pretty major surprise during a recent project when thousands of insect wings flew out from behind a wall. We'll figure out what went on when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
We'll be right back.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement, your decor, your remodeling projects.
Jordan reached out and he says, we recently dug out an old garden patch that was up against the house. I'm just wondering what the best type of fill to use to bring the soil level back up above the foundation.
Well, you know, any type of clean fill dirt that's absent of any kind of organic material like branches or leaves or grass is a fine thing to use. It'll bring back that level soil with the rest of the house. As you mentioned, though, it's important to slope it properly, and you got to do that with the clean fill dirt because you can't do it with the topsoil, because if you do that, it's just going to hold water around the house. You don't want to do that. So go ahead and get some clean fill with no organic matter in it. Fill up that hole that you created by pulling out that old garden section. And then once you got the slope just right, you can put a little topsoil over that or some mulch, and you'll be good to go. And maybe in the fall, you can also plant some grass seed. And this way, come spring, you'll have a green border around your house all over again.
All right. Well, now we've got Grant, who reached out because he's got quite a surprise when he was remodeling the basement. He says that when we tore out some paneling around a window, thousands of little insect wings flew out all over the place. It was pretty disgusting. Any idea what these could be? Now, do you think the wings were attached to bugs or just wings came falling out?
Actually, what happens is I think they're termites, and the termites will shed their wings. You'll often find wings separate from termites. But here's the thing. You know, what happens is when the termites swarm, right, and these it sounds like this happened some time ago because he only found the wings. He didn't find the termites. But when termites swarm and they fly around, they fly towards the light. That's why you find them around basement windows. Used to see it all the time in the years I spent as a home inspector. And so it'll happen in the warmer months, may even happen that spring, could have happened the spring before. But basically what it means, Jordan, is you got termites. You got evidence of termites. So your next step here is to get a good inspection done. I would hire a local pest control pro, have them do a termite inspection. They'll check all the framing around those windows. They'll check the area above it. They can search for other subtle signs of termite infestation, because if they're found, and frankly, we know that they've been there at some point. If the house has not been treated, even if you don't find more of that, I would have it treated just to be safe. This way you won't have to worry about those termites infesting again next spring and for the months and years to come. Now, you'll have a choice in how you have this done. I recommend a product called Termidor. It is an undetectable termiticide. It's a liquid. It's applied from the outside. And what that means is, it gets injected into the soil around the house, and the termites, as they pass through this, can't detect that it's there, so they carry the Termidor back to their nest, and this way it eliminates the entire colony. Other products are sort of blockers, you know, it blocks them, but they can find a way around that. That's why I like the Termidor. I've been recommending that for years. It's a BASF product. It works really well.
I know, you always love that one. You know, it works really well for you, which is great, and you just want to get them out of the house because they really can do some damage.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. We are moving into the fall season, which is like the perfect time to take on all sorts of projects around your house. In fact, we call it the Goldilocks season, because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. So as you look about your home, as you think of things you want to get done, if you need help, if you need advice, if you need a product recommendation, if you need us to tell you how to compare or contrast two bids, if you want us to look at bids from contractors, we will help you sort out whatever you need to do so that you can always have your best home ever. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now, now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. At the Flight 93 National Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, one of the sites where the terrorists struck on 9/11, former President George W. Bush says we learned many lessons that day.
We saw that Americans were vulnerable, but not fragile, that they possess a core of strength that survives the worst that life can bring. We learned that bravery is more common than we imagined, emerging with sudden splendor in the face of death.
Former President Trump made a surprise visit with the New York City Police and Fire Department to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the attacks. In remarks to assembled guests, the former president sharply rebuked President Biden and the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Remembrances of 9/11 not just reserved for America. Overseas, commemorations were held in London.
America's national anthem is played at Britain's Windsor Castle as a ceremony commemorating 20 years since the September 11 attacks is held. 67 British nationals were among those killed after hijacked planes crashed into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon in Washington, and a field in Pennsylvania. In addition, the British Queen has marked the anniversary by offering her sympathies to the victims, survivors, and families affected by the atrocity. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A poll conducted by the University of California at Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies suggests California Governor Gavin Newsom has favorable odds ahead of the state's recall election next week. The survey found only 38.5% of those questions support efforts to recall Newsom, while 60% oppose the move. And of those who took part in the questionnaire, only 1.5% have yet to make up their minds. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Chinese prosecutors have dropped a case against a former Alibaba manager accused of sexual assault by a female colleague.
The dismissal of the case comes weeks after it caused a backlash against the e-commerce firm for how it handles alleged sexual misconduct. The former manager was detained by police in August after a female Alibaba employee accused him of sexual assault while on a business trip to the northern Chinese city of Jinan. A statement by city police notes that prosecutors in Jinan did not approve the man's arrest and he received a 15-day detention instead.
Jeremy House reports the prosecutor's move drew widespread criticism online, with many lamenting the lack of protection for women in sexual assault cases. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she finds it unacceptable refugees are being used to apply pressure to Poland and other European Union members on the border with Belarus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California men have been accused of committing rapes and murder after being released on bail.
Two men who were arrested this week in connection with separate crimes, including sexual assault, murder, and arson, had recently been released on bail. On Wednesday, Joseph Pimentel was arrested and charged with raping a woman in Sonora just days after he was bailed out of jail in connection with a previous sexual assault arrest. In Sacramento, Troy Davis was charged with murdering a 61-year-old woman after breaking into her home, sexually assaulting her, killing her two dogs, and setting the house on fire. Davis was out on bail at the time for theft. The cases have outraged the public and prosecutors. Patrick Foss reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. And Fox News Sunday will welcome Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to the microphone. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie App, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this beautiful end of summer weekend? I love this time of year because, you know, most of the summer visitors to my area have left. There's still a few sticking around, but most of them have gone back to the city where they can have their busy little lives, and we can kind of hang out and chill here on the Jersey Shore without the crowd. So I like this part of the year. It's like we call it the locals' summer. You have that kind of thing where you guys live? If you do, tell us about it. But most importantly, we want to hear about your projects, the projects you want to do now, the projects you're dreaming about for the days and weeks and months ahead. You know, whether it's an inside project like a kitchen or a bathroom or fixing up your floors, or an outside project like maybe building a deck so you'll be good to go next spring, give us a call. We'd love to help you get it done. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you plan on doing some window shopping for windows this fall, you may find that it is one very confusing experience because you got dozens of choices. It is so easy to get lost, but there is one label that is required to be on every new window that's sold. And if you know how to read it, finding the best window becomes instantly simplified. So we'll tell you how to decode the window labels in just a bit.
And a firewood stack can quickly become a termite buffet if the firewood stack mixes with moisture or if those termites have access to the structures on your property. So we're going to share some tips for the best way to stack and store firewood so it's ready to deliver the most heat possible.
And if you think you're just about done with outdoor home improvements, well, not quite yet. There are a few things you need to do now while the weather still is a little bit warm to avoid bigger, colder headaches in the dead of winter. We'll teach you what they are in just a bit.
So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this lovely fall season. Inside, outside, whatever the temperature is near you and whatever it is that you want to tackle, we can help you do that and do it right the first time. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sue in Rhode Island needs some help removing paint from something. What's going on?
I have a large deck that's probably 12 by 30. And for the first couple of years, we had oil-based stain on it. And
okay.
Then we accidentally put a latex over the stain.
But that didn't work out too well, considering that oil and water don't usually mix.
Oh, I know. I thought it was the right stain when I put it on. But
yeah,
nonetheless,
it's probably peeling up, right? Like, is it peeling up like crazy right now?
Oh, it was horrible. So
yeah.
I power washed the heck out of it. I probably power washed it 3, 4, 5 times. I've used paint remover on it, you know, that you would use when you refurnish something. And I probably got about 3/4 of it off. But the rest of it is not coming off.
So it's not coming off. There's just no way it's coming off. You've scraped it. You can't get it off even with a hand scraper?
Even with a hand scraper.
All right. Well, then let's assume it's got good attachment to the deck, and now we got to get a new coating of stain on there. So the most important thing you have to do right now is you have to use an oil-based primer on that entire deck. You got to put the primer on first, and then you can put an oil-based stain on top of that, get good adhesion. Stay in the same manufacturing family. So if you're going to use Sherwin or Benmore, just, you know, make sure you stay within that same family of products and use the recommended primer for that type of stain. But if you've tried everything to get that old stain off and it's not coming off, then I think we can safely assume that it's in for good, and you just got to get a new coat on there. But you want to prime it first, because the primer is a different characteristic than the stain. It's going to make sure you have good adhesion to that entire deck surface and stop the peeling from happening again. Does that make sense?
All right. Oh, that's been really helpful. I can't wait to stain my deck.
All right. Good luck with that project, Sue. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Isaac in Washington's on the line and has a question about radon. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have a slab on grade. My home is, and I don't have any drain tile or a sump pit or anything of the sort. I'm just wondering if radon should be an issue there or not without the drain tile.
Well, it's possible that radon could be a problem in a home that's built a slab on grade, but it's a lot less likely than if the house was on a basement, for example. In terms of the drain tile and the sump pit, certainly that is one source of it, but it doesn't need that to get in. So if you want to be sure, you should do an inexpensive home radon test. You can order them online, the most common of which, Isaac, is a type of test called charcoal adsorption, AD. Not absorption, it's an adsorption canister. And typically you open this up into the lowest living space, which in your case is a slab, and you leave it exposed for generally 3 to 7 days or so. You seal it back up, send it off to a lab. They'll come back with a report that will tell you what the radon level is. And it's going to be measured in picocuries per liter of air. If it's 4.0 or higher, it's an issue. If it's less, it's not an issue. So I would do a radon test just so you can have the comfort of knowing what your radon levels are. You might want to wait until it's a little colder out, because you do have to keep the windows and doors closed except for normal entry and exit. So typically you're going to get higher radon test results in when the weather gets chilly, just because folks are so accustomed to kind of keeping everything closed up.
Perfect. Sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you need help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. So get started at Angie.com.
If you thought about purchasing new windows but found the process very confusing, there's a simple rating that can cut through all those claims of energy efficiency. We'll share what it is in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small.
This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you're enjoying The Money Pit, why not share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, mm-hmm. but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid of the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend all that money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It like melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood posts, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains and the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I've found, with concrete. But it drains very well. And it's really locked in place well. Now, in terms of the metal post, I've not put in, well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago. And I think if I recall right, I used stone for that. But you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendations. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post's not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the Quikrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house and call us back anytime.
Well, choosing the right new windows from the dozens of choices that are available today is important, but it's also super challenging. I mean, especially since every window company or salesperson that you talk to is going to say, ours is the best. So we're going to share an easy way that you can cut through the claims in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yep, and the solution comes in the form of a very important rating code developed by the NFRC, which stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. If you understand this, you can quickly compare the energy performance of windows, doors, and skylights.
So two of the NFRC's ratings are particularly important for you to know. I'm talking about the U factor and the solar heat gain coefficient, which you might see as SHGC. Now, if you understand what these ratings are, you can make really smart decisions when you're comparing energy efficient replacement windows, and that can also help you save money on your heating and all of your cooling costs. So, I mean, this is a big place to look for savings.
Definitely. So first, let's talk about U factor. U factor measures basically how well a window prevents heat from escaping a building. Now, it's rated from 0.09 to 1.2, and the lower the U factor, the better the product is at keeping heat from escaping. So basically, if you're looking at two windows and you know what the U factor is, you know the lower number is the better window. It's easy, right? Now, solar heat gain coefficient, a little bit different, tells us how effectively the window blocks the sun's solar radiation and heat. And it's rated on a scale of 1 to 0. And again, the lower the number, the better the window is at blocking that unwanted heat from the sun.
Now, there's also two other ratings that are a part of the NFRC. First is visible transmittance, which means how much light is going to get through the window. And the other is condensation resistance, which tells you how good a window is at keeping moisture from forming on the inside or between the panes. And then there's air leakage, which is going to tell you how good that window is at keeping out the drafts. I mean, this is all super information to know.
Yeah, and it's all contained in one very simple label, the NFRC label. It's on each and every window. So make sure you refer to that sticker when you're shopping for windows, and it is definitely the most independent and accurate information that you will find.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Abraham in New Jersey is on the line looking to vent an attic. What's going on there?
Okay, I basically have a regular home. It's a colonial, and the attic is a rough attic with spray foam insulation. There's zero ventilation in the attic, and the second floor has central air. So I would like to know two questions. Would I be saving on air conditioning if I would vent the attic? There's no ceiling fan, nothing, if I would put in either an attic fan or a window exhaust fan. And also, currently the attic has an entrance door, a heavy door, leading to the attic. Would it save me the air conditioning to leave that entrance door open, thereby allowing the hot air to enter the attic and leave with an exhaust fan? Or is that something I should not be doing?
So, Abraham, that's a great question. And if you told me that your attic was insulated with fiberglass insulation, as most are typically, we would talk about what kind of ventilation you'll need. But you said your attic was insulated with spray foam. So is the spray foam up on the underside of the roof rafters as well as across the floor? Describe it to me.
Not on the floor. The floor just has regular boards between the second floor and the attic. But there's all the walls and the, you know, and the roof all have spray foam.
So what you have, Abraham, and it's actually the same kind of insulation setup that I have. It's called a conditioned attic. In other words, the attic itself is conditioned, and it does not need ventilation. So, no, you do not need to vent that. It's actually pretty efficient right the way it is. Now, you mentioned that there was a door between those two spaces. If that door tends to get a little warm, or the wall or the ceiling tends to get a little warm, you could add some additional insulation there. In my case, I actually had an older house, so my attic floor slash second floor ceiling already had fiberglass in it. We left that there, but then we spray foamed the underside of the roof rafters and the gable walls. And it's amazing. When we go up in our attic, it's practically the same temperature as the rest of the house. It's just done so well. So you do not need to ventilate an attic that was sprayed with foam, because it's not the type of attic that needs to be vented.
Yeah, because when I go up to my attic, it is extremely hot. I never measure with a thermometer how much warmer it is. So that's why I was wondering if that's going to warm up the second floor, requiring me more air conditioning for the second floor. So I was thinking of ventilating the attic to cool off the attic.
I think that if it was done right, you don't need to vent it. How long ago was the spray foam done, and who did it?
It was done locally, and it was within the past year. It's a new home.
Oh, really? Oh, it's brand new within the past year.
Yeah.
I wonder if they put enough insulation in there, because the insulation should be keeping that heat on the outside, and the air conditioning, or the internal sort of ambient temperature of the house, should be keeping it pretty comfortable on the inside. I wonder if you have enough insulation there, and I have a suggestion for you that you speak with another spray foam contractor aside from the one that did it, and kind of have an opinion as to whether or not there's enough insulation there for your part of the country. I think that will actually make a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you so much.
Judith in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with some brickwork. What's going on?
Well, we've got a little crack, and it's going up the wall, and we don't know exactly what's going on. We'd like to just repair it and not re-brick the whole side of the house. Doesn't seem to be a foundation issue, and I say that because there's not any stretch cracks on the inside anywhere.
So the crack that you're seeing is on the brick itself, within the brick or in the mortar?
It starts in the mortar, but then it crosses the brick.
Is it surrounding a window?
Let me look, because I'm walking out here to look at it. No,
okay.
There is no window on this side of the house.
And you've never seen a crack? Is this brand new? Like, how new are we talking
about? We bought this house in 2008, right before they gave the tax credit that you didn't have to pay back. We got the one that you had to pay back.
Okay. So it's new since 2008?
Right.
Look, there could be a lot of reasons that that's happening, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem with your foundation. I mean, it could be a poor drainage condition around the house that's making it cause more movement. What I would do is, unless it's absolutely active, means it's continuing to grow, I would simply seal it. I would choose a silicone sealant that would closely mimic the color of the brick and the mortar, and I would seal it, because the more water you let get in there, the faster it's going to freeze and break and expand and get worse. Almost all, you know, brick homes and masonry foundations have some kind of crack in them, so it's not unusual. But I would seal it, and then I would monitor it. And if you think it's continuing to grow, at that point, I would have either a professional home inspector or a structural engineer look at it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you planning on working on this fall season? Everything is getting all beautiful and fall-colored, and I love it. And it makes me just want to take on a ton of projects. So how can we help you with your projects? Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, if you want to store firewood and not have it turn into a moldy, termite-infested mess, you need to create a dry, safe space for your stack. We're going to share options that you can build yourself in today's DIY project highlight, presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, next.
Hey. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We get emails, you think, oh, your homes must be beautiful, they must be perfect, nothing is ever wrong. Well, we had a really weird problem that impacted this show over the last week or so. And what happened was, Leslie and I are not together when we do the show. She has a studio, I have a studio, and in her home studio, when she dialed in one day, we got the worst static ever. Just terrible static, horrible sound. It was fine earlier. It just got awful, and we were checking everything. We were looking everywhere to try to figure this out. We're trying different microphones, different cables, different computers. We're moving around the house.
You guys had me sitting in a closet.
We did.
Point.
We tried everything. It's a really weird thing to track down. And then finally we said, hey, we can turn your microphone into a kind of like a Geiger counter by having you walk around the house with it and see if we could figure out where the static gets worse. So you did that, and it didn't get worse. It was as worse as it ever was, but it didn't get any better. And then you had a great suggestion to say, well, let me go outside. And why don't you take it from there? Tell everybody what happened.
I mean, I was kind of suggesting to record the show from outside, knowing that
was a terrible
idea. But I was like, well, let me try outside because I don't know where else to go. Keep in mind, guys, I live in the tiniest house ever. And I was like, well, now I'm here and I have nowhere else to go. So I went outside and I started walking around. And when I got to the side of the house where the power line was coming from the pole to the house and then going into the house for the, you know, fuse panel, and all of a sudden, the microphone was just like buzzing like crazy. And I mean, this isn't something
you can hear.
It was
like a Geiger counter went off, right?
Yeah, it's not something you can hear with the ear, but with my headphones on and my microphone. I mean, it was loud and crazy. And I was tracking it from the line that came from the pole to the house. It got worse as I got towards the, you know, the exterior of the house where the box was. And so I said, all right, let's call PSE&G, who's my, you know, electric provider. And they said, okay, this, I don't know if it's something we can fix. This sounds like maybe it's a phone problem. I'm like, it's not a phone problem. I literally, exactly. We had an engineer and I walked around. So they sent the nicest guy today, this guy, Dennis, and he came to the house and he was like, I know exactly what the problem is. He's like, most time when there's interference, it's ground or a neutral or an insulation issue. He's like, I'm going to get on the pole. He's like, you got vines all over there. I'm going to take it all apart. I'm going to change whatever I need to. Turns out, all of the insulation everywhere had just worn away. And to the eye hook where the wires came to the house, the insulative caps that would be on that sort of like a threaded rod, gone. There was one point where the line coming from the pole had a splice in it. Everything was just worn out, not grounded, totally not neutral. He ran a new line from the pole to the house. I mean, he was here for hours. And then they did a whole bunch of landscaping and cleaned up everything that was touching anything. And now it is silent.
Excellent work by the folks at PSE&G. And, you know, Jim, the engineer, and I had said it was a ground problem, but we couldn't figure out where the ground problem was happening.
I mean, I changed all the outlets in
everything.
The basement. I changed everything.
Everything. So, yeah. So we don't always have a perfect house. But fortunately, we got to the bottom of it, and we are back on the air, and you sound better than ever.
Thank you, sir.
And Leslie, you can come out of the closet now.
It's nice to be back at my desk. Charlie in Illinois is on the line with some questions about water heating. What's going on?
That's right. Well, we have a situation where we have a large spa tub in our master bedroom, which is on one end of the house. And we have two large standard tank water heaters completely on the other end of the house. too, so that we'll get enough hot water to fill up the spots up. And we also are people that go to Florida for 3 or 4 months during the winter.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, with the combination of those things, if we would be better off going to a tankless hot water heater, and if that may save us some money.
Well, I think that a tankless water heater has a lot of benefits. Cost savings may or may not be one of them, depending on how much you're spending for those two water heaters that you have, plus all of the downtime when they are actually heating water that you don't need it. It can be sized so that it can certainly supply enough hot water for everything that you have described. And, of course, the nice thing about a tankless water heater is it works on demand. Now, some of the more modern tankless water heaters also have the capability to kind of basically plug into a recirculating loop so that, you mentioned that one bath is at the far end of the house, it can be set up so there always is some hot water basically circulating to that bath in advance of when you need it. And what that means is when you hop in the shower first thing in the morning, you have hot water pretty quickly rather than waiting for the water to make the long journey from the water heater location to the bathroom. And that can all be set up on timers so that the water is being heated only essentially when you need it. So I do think that if you're ready to make that upgrade, a tankless water heater is definitely the best way to go. It's also possible to put another water heater in closer to them, but I just don't think it's worth it given everything you've described. I would suggest that when you're ready, replace both of those tank water heaters with one single properly designed tankless water heater, and I think you'll be very happy with the result.
That sounds great.
Well, if you have a fireplace or a wood-burning stove, storing that firewood properly is really important. So we're going to share some tips to do just that in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Toole.
So when you store firewood, providing for good air circulation and safety are really key. If you have excess moisture, and if you also combine that with easy access to structures, guess what? A firewood stack becomes a termite buffet. So start by finding a dry, safe home for it, whether it's in an open-air woodshed or a freestanding stack. Now, the goal here is to keep firewood out of contact with the ground and avoid stationing it against the exterior wall because, of course, as we said before, moisture develops, termites develop, and you get yourself into a real mess.
Yeah, now one tip here, guys, is to always cut the firewood to the longest length that you need, which is going to make it a lot easier to store. And then you want to pack it snugly, but with enough space so you're allowing airflow. And that's going to discourage the development of mold and mildew. And 4 feet is about the maximum height that your stack should reach without side supports. Then you've got to shield that top few layers with a waterproof cover, and you need to adjust it as you remove the fuel for your indoor warmth. Now, if you don't have a firewood rack, Craig Toole has project plans for a beautiful outdoor firewood storage rack that's great for beginners. I mean, it's a fun build. It uses pocket hole joinery and simple cuts, so it really is the perfect project for you new DIYers out there.
And once you're ready to bring that firewood inside, there's also a really great plan for an indoor firewood storage rack. And that project features a lower area that holds the logs really securely and an upper area, which is super handy for keeping kindling. Plus, this is a really, really easy project to do. You can build one in just a couple of hours. You only need 4 boards, a couple of tools, and a Craig jig. Now, the complete project plans for both are on CraigTool.com. Just click on Projects and Plans.
And that's today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of projects and using a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's CraigTool.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, home emergencies are enough of a hassle when the weather's warm, so get Money Pit's tips for steps that you can be taking now while it's still nice outside to avoid those home headaches when it's freezing. That and more when we return.
Live in a Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, temperatures are okay now, but in a few months, you will want nothing less than to bundle up, head outdoors, and deal with a home improvement problem in the dead of winter. So, if you tackle a few easy projects today, this can possibly save you hours outside when the big chills hit.
Yeah, you know, water leak emergencies are common when it's cold, so now's the time to locate and label those important water valves, including the main water valve, the water heater valve, the hose and ice maker valves. If you know where these are and what they do, this could spare you major damage and hassles if cold weather strikes.
And after that first big fall rainstorm this fall, grab a flashlight and head into your attic. You want to inspect areas around chimney and plumbing vent pipes, and also places where different sections of roof come together, because this is where the leaks can show up. Then grab some binoculars, or if you don't have them, grab a camera with, say, a zoom lens on it, and inspect those areas from the outside, scanning also for missing shingles and loose flashing that need to be replaced. It's a really good time to make sure that roof is totally zipped up for the rough weather ahead.
And securing a handrail today while it's nice out, I mean, that could really mean avoiding an emergency in the wintertime. So you want to make sure that all inside and outside handrails are secure, and you want to repair loose railings, any posts, spindles, anything that needs some adjusting, do so. Make it nice, tight, and secure. Everything's got to be extra sturdy when those conditions are icy.
And finally, caulking your chimney crown. So what does that mean? Well, the chimney crown is the area of cement between the outside of the chimney and the chimney liner. and it will get loose, it will crack, and it does need to be caulked from time to time. So do that now when it's easy to get up there. I'm assuming you like to do ladder work. If not, have somebody else do it for you. But if you caulk that now, it will avoid possible breakage of chimney bricks and other destruction that happens when water gets in there and freezes and pops and expands and causes all sorts of damage, as well as leaks. So caulk that chimney crown right now, and you will be sealed and secure for that icy weather ahead.
Ken might have an issue with a tree causing some problems with the foundation. What's going on?
Well, I've got a tree, or either that or a very stubborn big weed that is growing right next to my foundation.
Now, does it appear to be causing any issues, or are you not seeing any cracks in the foundation, are you?
Not yet, because it's probably about the size of maybe between a quarter and a half a dollar.
Yeah, this is kind of a nuisance right now, and as long as it's not like, part of your prized tree collection, I would not let it continue to grow that close to the foundation. I would cut it away. I mean, a lot of folks are concerned about the impact of roots on foundations, and for the level of concern, the times I actually find scenarios where roots have actually impacted a foundation are rare. So it's nothing to panic over, but it's not wise to allow anything like that to grow that close to the foundation, especially at this early stage. So I would definitely cut it back.
I mean, every time I cut it back, it just keeps growing. So I want to somehow get rid of it, and I don't know how to actually kill it.
So can't you just dig it out?
Well, you know what? I would, but we just had a termite treatment around there, and they told me not to disturb
I get
the
it. Yeah,
the
you don't want to disturb the treatment chemicals. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, I think that if you were to dig carefully around it and just cut it down to a little surface a little bit, you probably wouldn't have much effect on those treatment chemicals.
On the treatment? Okay. Well, I might.
Yeah, I wouldn't pull dirt out and put in fresh dirt or anything like that. I would just try to put back what I took out.
Okay.
But I really don't think it's going to affect you.
Okay. Well, we'll give that a try.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, if there's one thing most home design projects have in common, it's leftover paint. We're going to show you how to put it to good use when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Well, Jacqueline has a relatively new dryer, and she says it's got a short vent because the dryer sits against an outside wall, which is right above the wood deck. She says the lint makes a mess where we eat and entertain. I thought about putting an extension on the vent to direct it under the deck, but I would need to use a 90-degree bend and run it about 8 feet. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, make sure your lint filter is in place and working, because that will slow down how much lint gets out of there. But I don't think that running it under the deck is a bad idea if you only have one 90-degree bend. You know, typically dryer exhaust ducts make a lot more bends than that on the way outside of the house. So I think doing that is just fine. We know that every 90-degree bend is essentially equal to about 20 feet. Of straight run in terms of its resistance. But if you have one 90-degree and you run it out, I would strap it up the inside of the deck so it's nice and secure. I think that's absolutely fine. And there's a big advantage to having a short run of a dryer exhaust duct like that, because your clothes dry a lot quicker. You know, when we moved our dryer from one area to another, it basically went right outside. And, man, it made a big difference in how quickly we got those dry clothes right out.
You know, I think another thing, since we're talking about dryer vents, you want to make sure that you clean them. I'm talking about from that back side of the dryer to the exterior of the house. You can get lint buildup in there, which is super flammable, and you don't want any accidents thinking everything's okay when it's not. So make sure you get some sort of lint cleaner. You can hire a service for them, anything. Just make sure every year or other year you clean out that dryer vent.
Well, if there's one thing that most home design projects have in common, it's leftover paint. But don't throw it out or stash it in your garbage. You can put that leftover paint to good use instead. Leslie has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, that leftover paint can feel like a headache when every other aspect of that project is done. But with a little bit of imagination and some creative flair, you can use those paint leftovers to give your home extra appeal, and you can have a lot of fun in the process. So if you're looking for those perfect accessories for your freshly painted room, why not add a little of that leftover wall paint to, say, canisters or vases, a planter, a flower pot? It's just kind of that little touch of that same color that can kind of pull that room together. And you can paint them in one solid color, or you can embellish them with a pattern. I mean, anything. Just sort of look online for inspiration and bring that color in just a little bit that way. Or maybe you're thinking that you want to tie that freshly painted room to the rest of the house. So you can use some leftover paint to update baseboard trim, maybe a door in another room, or to breathe new life into a worn-out dresser, a rocking chair, a stool. I mean, if you don't like the finish of the paint that you have to put on a piece of furniture, say it works great on the wall but not great for a dresser, you can then add a top coat to it to give you the sheen that you're looking for. So don't be afraid, because the paint might not be the same sheen that you're looking for. Now, you can also pick up an inexpensive canvas from any art supply store and then create your own artwork using your home's design palette. The other thing that I love, if you've got built-ins or bookshelves or anything around the house, painting the interiors really is a great trend that's sticking around. And you can add a coat of paint to the recessed portion of those built-ins. It's going to give you a nice twist. You just want to make sure that you let it totally dry before you put those books and knickknacks back into place.
Excellent advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, when you guys wake up each morning, you head to the bathroom, you take a look at that mirrored reflection of yourself, and you think, oh my God, I don't want to start the day looking that way. Well, it might not be you. It might be the lighting. If the bed lighting is in place, it doesn't show your best sides. It doesn't show anything. We're going to share tips on how to achieve brilliant bathroom lighting on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Memorial services were held Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks.
At Ground Zero in New York, a ceremony attended by President Biden along with former Presidents Clinton and Obama included the reading of victims' names.
Gary M. Albero.
John Leslie Albert.
At the Pentagon, military leaders gathered to pay their respects.
Captain Gerald F. DeCanto, United States Navy.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former President Bush was among those participating in a ceremony at the Flight 93 Memorial. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The same faction that sheltered the Al-Qaeda terror network, founded by Osama bin Laden, that carried out the attacks, is back in power in Afghanistan after a bloody 20-year war that ended with the frantic U.S. withdrawal of troops just weeks ago. And Saturday, the Taliban flag was raised over the presidential palace. Meanwhile, former President Trump was in New York talking to police, says leaving Afghanistan the way the Biden administration did allowed for the Taliban to take over the country.
We could have stayed there for 1 month or 3 years. They weren't going to be able to do anything, but they left. And when they left, there was a vacuum. And then they came in and filled the vacuum.
Meanwhile, the FBI has released newly declassified 16-page document related to logistical support provided to two of the Saudi hijackers in the run-up to the attacks. The document released Saturday on the anniversary is the first investigative record to be disclosed since President Biden ordered a declassification review of materials that for years remained out of public view. It shows no evidence, though, the Saudi government was complicit in the plot. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800- 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Israel arrested four Palestinians who, with two others, had tunneled out of a prison on Monday, setting off a furious manhunt across Israel, as well as in the West Bank.
Israeli police say they've arrested four of the six Palestinians who had broken out of the maximum security facility, including a famed militant leader whose exploits over the years have made him a well-known figure. The four wanted men were caught in a pair of arrests in northern Israel. The arrests move Israel closer to closing an embarrassing episode that's exposed deep flaws in its prison system and turned the fugitive prisoners into Palestinian heroes. Late on Friday, Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired a rocket into Israel in an apparent sign of solidarity, drawing Israeli airstrikes in reprisal. I'm Charles Villadesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The latest poll is suggesting California Governor Gavin Newsom has favorable odds ahead of the state's recall election next week.
The study of likely voters conducted by the University of California at Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies found that only 38.5% of those surveyed support efforts to recall Newsom, while 60% stated they opposed the move. Of those who took part in the questionnaire, only 1.5% had yet to make up their minds on how to vote in the election. A previous poll over the summer indicated voters were split on whether to oust the current governor. The recall election set for September 14th in the Golden State will allow voters to decide whether to allow Newsom to continue his term as governor or elect a new leader. Patrick Frost reporting.
U.S. Capitol Police recommending disciplinary action in six cases stemming from the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Police said today, Saturday, that its Office of Professional Responsibility opened 38 internal investigations, identified 26 of the officers involved, and found no wrongdoing in 20 of the cases. Townhall.com.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
From the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have a big hour coming your way as we look back at 20 years since 9/11 with Ari Fleischer, who's by the president's side. Can you imagine what it would be like being press secretary at that time? Ari Fleischer will be with us live. And, of course, we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Every story is valid. If you're an American especially, and if you're located around the country, around the world, you listen. I know. We get the emails. We get the correspondence. So we get the text messages. So I see it. So if you want to reflect, too, from your vision, from where you are, I'd like to hear it. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
Imagine that, a president tough yet kind. That is President George W. Bush, 9/11, 20 years later. Since the attacks, we've had four presidents. Who do you think best understood the challenges of Islamic terror and formulated the best strategy? Has the country really forgotten about 9/11? Have you? Let's go back. Should we go back to that 9/11 mentality or the 9/10/01 mentality? Where do you fall? And what will your thoughts be on Saturday?
Number two.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Unbelievable. Did you see this speech? Hostile, confrontational, kind of confrontational, and divisive. That's how I summarize President Biden's six-point COVID plan that he announced on Thursday. He wants to fight Republican governors, mock unvaccinated Americans, and punish Americans who don't comply. Is that leadership?
Number one.
Can you explain a little bit more about why the White House in a statement is calling the Taliban business-like and professional?
Well, we wanted to note that the Taliban was cooperative in facilitating the departure of these American citizens and legal permanent residents from Hekaya.
Unbelievable. Jen Psaki, nice try. President Biden attempts to distract from his titanic, catastrophic, irresponsible evacuation and surrender from Afghanistan, and it will not work. Americans still felt left behind and feel that way today. They are left behind in a terror state, and the terror threat grows daily, and our superpower profile takes a hit globally. But guess who they are indeed praising as professional? The Taliban. I'm not kidding. They did. Why? Because the Qataris, they deserve a lot of credit, although they double deal. They put a commercial flight into Kabul Airport. It's there, right? I'm at Karzai Airport. And they go in and they say, we have room for 200 Americans. The State Department says, we invited 30. What do we get? We got 10 green card holders and 10 Americans. Why? Because they decided they wanted to stay and not to show up. No, I'm pretty sure they decided, not that they decided to stay, that whole problem of a family left behind is the issue, or the problem of not being able to get to the plane in time is the issue. But instead, we have an administration praising the Taliban as professional. And I'm not kidding. They actually put that in a text, in text, they put that out. I want to get to it exactly because I think in its honesty and candor, it shows you exactly what is wrong with this scene and this administration. We have to kiss the butt of a terrorist regime back in power with our equipment in order to get more of our people out. The woman's name is Emily Horn from she's the NSC spokesperson. Here it is. The Taliban have been cooperating in facilitating the departure of American citizens and lawful permanent residents on charter flights. They have shown flexibility, and they've been businesslike and professional in our dealings with them, their effort. This is a positive first step. We will continue these efforts to facilitate the safe and orderly traveling of American citizens. I'm watching video last night of them whipping women for marching, and I see video and stills of pictures of journalists with the reddest marks and the biggest cuts you've ever seen on their backs and on their arms and on their legs because they wanted to cover a story. That's businesslike and professional. We're keeping an eye on Taliban 2.0 because they want acceptance. We're holding them accountable. Are you kidding me? Cut to.
But you're saying the Taliban is businesslike and professional. Their interior minister has an FBI wanted poster. He's got a $10 million bounty on his head. What's the business?
We are here to celebrate the return of American citizens who wanted to leave Afghanistan, of legal permanent residents, of Afghans who fought by our side, to Qatar successfully on a Qatari Airlines flight. And in order to get those people out, we had to work with some members of the Taliban to press them and to work in a business-like manner to get them out. Okay. That is what we were stating in the statement.
And in that statement, it says this is a positive first step. Towards what?
Towards getting additional people out who want to leave Afghanistan.
I don't blame her. I really don't. It's not her policy. 10 U.S. citizens, 11 green card holders on Qatari Air. There was room for 200. And I talked to General Jack Keane, who's talked to others. There is hundreds, not 100, of Americans behind enemy lines. Many of outside Kabul. Even the ones in Kabul can't get out. And now, to the Defense Department's credit, they are working with Operation Pineapples and others because we know where they know where they are, and the Defense Department doesn't. But guess who's standing in their way? The ineffectual State Department, who has no emergency management skills. That's not what they do. But this president has left them in charge. And I wonder this, and Nathan Sales said it, former counterterrorism coordinator, How much did we pay to get those 20 out? Cut 7.
We have to assume that the Taliban is not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing this because they're hoping to extract concessions. And so I think one of the things we really need to hear from the White House is, what was the price that we had to pay in order to induce the Taliban to allow these people to escape? I think we need to be very clear. The safe return of Americans home is non-negotiable. We're not going to trade away diplomatic recognition or sanctions relief to get our people home. We're going to get them home, period, in full stop.
Unbelievable. And I'm telling you, they're doing stuff behind the scenes, and it's going to be ugly, and the other networks aren't going to cover it. The other shows aren't going to be interested in it. I know you are, and I know independents are, and I know people like AOC and others like that that will think Don Lemon's a god have no interest in the facts, even though they're making our country more vulnerable. And when things start blowing up here and people are getting assassinated there and kidnappings take place and swaps will happen, we are going to all care about it. I cared about it, and our whole staff did. The minute Donald Trump started talking to the Taliban, I knew it was a mistake. There's no way Trump would have done this. But what is happening right now is so beyond my worst possible scenario, I'm having trouble enunciating it. But I do want to talk about the big distraction that took place yesterday. And that was that coronavirus speech Joe Biden gave to vilify those who didn't get a vaccine, who might have natural immunity, might not be able to take it, or chose not to. I always thought we wouldn't ask a president to give us medical advice, but apparently I am wrong. Cut 10.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free.
And he goes on, cut 11.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it's caused by the fact that despite America having unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot.
And what he's doing now is making companies with over 100 people demand everybody get vaccinated. Do you ever think that would happen in our country? Demand everybody get vaccinated. Mike Pence was on with us first interview in about 6 months. He did radio with us. I think we were one of his first interviews, maybe his second. But on television, he did. He said, it's just un-American. He goes, I was in charge of the task force, and I had to overcome Kamala Harris, candidate, and candidate Joe Biden saying, don't trust the vaccine. And other Democrats saying, I wouldn't trust anything from Donald Trump. They're now using the vaccine and berating and fining people for not doing it. And you wonder why people don't trust it. The DHS will increase fines for mask violations in airports. And they'll be fining people now starting at $250, ranging upwards to $500 if you don't have one. The DHS says the first time offenders will see a fine of $500 now and $1,000 after that. Gary, you're in Daytona, Illinois. Gary, what's on your mind? Daytona, Florida, I should say. What's on your mind, Gary?
No problem, Brian. No, the speech was horrendous. I mean, the people have to realize that I'm praying they realize that we incorporate freedoms from the time we wake up until we lay our head down. I mean, there's nothing about this country where you start your day off. I mean, you choose, everything has to do with freedoms. And for him to just blatantly say, this is
not about your freedom.
It's not about your freedoms. And that's about it, Brian.
Go get him, Gary. 1-866-408-7669. Listen, bottom of the hour, Ari Fleischer looks at the danger, which is now the Taliban back in power with $80 billion worth of American hardware and technology, including helicopters, mine-resistant Humvees, and more, including our uniforms they'll be celebrating in our embassy. Ari Fleischer on that, and with President George W. Bush on that day. Did he ever anticipate this happening 20 years later? And then, next, I was able to go to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to go to the open fields and beautiful area of Pennsylvania to see where Flight 93 came down and talk to two members on that, family members, survivors, who have family members on that plane that helped save the Capitol building and perhaps the White House. Not only did I have a chance to see this incredible memorial that was coming out of really the foothills of the mountains, but I had a chance to see where the plane landed, what has been done in their memory. You're going to hear some of the final phone calls from Flight 93, all in a piece that aired at, on Fox and Friends earlier. In case you missed it, I don't want you to, so I'm going to replay it here. Ideally, you'd be able to see it, but it's going to really work for radio, and I think you really need to understand how great those Americans were on that flight. It was just 40. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date.
The toilet is not a closet.
She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Lifeguard rescue dogs from Italy make today's Doggy Dean's List. An elite squadron of 350 specially trained canines from the Italian School of Water Rescue Dogs have been patrolling the beaches trained as lifeguards. Very recently, there was an incident involving several families, including 8 kids, that were struggling in the ocean with strong winds and high waves. 3 canine lifeguards and their trainers rushed in to save the day. Their success comes from their amazing survival instincts that help them find the safest way to shore. Their stamina and ability to follow commands and, of course, their emotional component they provide to the humans they save is very important. Italy is currently the only country to recognize certified canine lifeguards, but training centers are being set up for dogs in the U.S., Germany, Switzerland, and the Azores. These pups are possum, and they deserve today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Vaccines are leading to many Americans getting back to school and into the office. Medical experts say as you and your family return to the things you did pre-pandemic, make sure you do them in a way that contributes to a healthy lifestyle. For kids, focus on their lunches and keep it simple. Evelyn Benden is a Cleveland Clinic pediatric registered dietitian.
Make sure you're getting all the different food groups in a lunch, so packing fruits, vegetables, protein, grains, and dairy. A lot of times we're just packing like a sandwich and chips.
Benden adding the school cafeteria may not be the place to experiment with unfamiliar meals.
Don't want to put things in their lunch that they really don't like because they're definitely not going to eat them. So maybe those foods that are harder have at home at dinner.
As for adults, make sure that when you get back to your desk, you move around. Experts recommend a quick walk during your lunch break or standing for at least 10 minutes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Ari Fleischer coming up in a few minutes, but I want you to hear this story. I went out to Shanksville last week, 5.5 hour drive back, the 1.5 hour from Pittsburgh to go to this beautiful area of the country. You would have no idea the drama that took place in the skies, you know, thousands of feet above. It would save the Capitol building and dozens and thousands of other Americans that would have been caught in their wake when four hijackers, not the fifth, were overcome by 33 passengers and seven crew members. Here's the story of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
You cannot talk about Flight 93 on September 11, 2001, and not talk about the other flights. It tells the complete story. 8:46, One World Trade is hit. 16 minutes later, roughly, the second tower would be hit. At 9:37, the Pentagon. But up above at 10:03, 33 passengers and seven crew members would be in the fight of their lives.
Your older brother, Joey, his birth name is Lewis, but you called Joey. When did you realize he's on Flight 93?
My wife is calling me, and she said, hey, just got off the phone with your dad. He believes Joey was on one of the flights. Yeah, he was my older brother. He was my protector, but he also was a great role model to be. And I had that honor and pleasure of walking in his footsteps.
Lorraine, your cousin, she was the senior flight attendant on that flight. Tell me about Lorraine. Both of you have a special connection.
She was kind of the bigger sister that I didn't have.
You were working so hard to keep her name and legacy alive.
I have two granddaughters and both carry on Lorraine's name.
When you think about Flight 93, so much is so vivid because of so much was recorded. You had two black boxes that were preserved. You had 35 air phone calls. You don't have to imagine the horror of their last moments.
The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists.
Negative contact. We're looking at United 93.
Somebody call, please.
United 93 may have a bomb on board.
United 93 is 29 minutes out of where?
He's heading towards the Washington area.
It was something miraculous that these mostly strangers came together in such a short period of time and were able to not only make a decision, come up with a plan, and put it into action.
I truly believe today that if those 40 people didn't do that, Flight 93 would may have reached its intended target.
What strikes me so much here in Shanksville is everything seems to mean something.
Come into the park, you're going to see a structure that's 93 foot tall. That's called the Tower of Voices. This tower holds 40 wind chimes.
And those chimes are different sizes, different lengths, representing the ages and the different people of Flight 93.
Before this was here, there was called a temporary memorial. It was nothing but like a chain link fence, and a huge part of the country would come and leave tributes. We thought when we started planning this, we wanted to have something like that so people could leave tributes behind.
A common field one day, a field of honor forever.
Because you're walking from the parking lot to here, it actually kind of gives you an idea what they were faced and how confined the space was. Field of vision is blocked by the large walls. But it kind of simulates that you're actually looking on an airplane window.
And the walls, the height that the plane
was as it approached the field.
Right now, we are walking down the actual flight path
that Flight 93 took.
And actually, if you look at the wall of names right through here, is they're also mirroring the flight path. This is where they're fighting.
I think when you think about looking back at this memorial, looking over our shoulders where the visitor center is, they're actually, you know, making their assault. They're actually running up the, you know, the aisleway towards the cockpit as it's coming this way.
Look at this fence.
It actually only gets open one time a year, and that's on September 11th for the families.
As you look out to that field, I see a rock there.
The rock actually shows you where the impact site is for the visitor who's coming here. In front of the rock are three caskets that are buried, and they were all the unidentifiable remains that were found here. This is their final resting place.
20 years later, what a tribute.
History isn't history if it's not recorded, if nobody remembers it. Because of this memorial, we hope that people will remember it forever.
Only the family members are able to hear the cockpit video. I am not able to get that, but they really believe they penetrated the cockpit. And in Arabic, you hear with the other hijackers tell this guy Zara, who was the weakest flyer, and they only had four. Other hijackers had five on the plane. The 20th hijacker, they think was Massawi or somebody else out of Miami. We're not sure still to this day. He said, dump it, dump the plane. At which time, he flipped it on its belly. So it flipped over, actually, on its head. And then it would crash right into that town. You know what's on the other side of that woods in Shanksville? A grammar school. So if they were going to crash anywhere, they picked the perfect place. Also great for us, there was a black belt in judo on that plane. There was a black belt in karate. There was a national rugby champion. There were two wrestlers. One of the guys we talked to, his brother was a weightlifter, 195, ripped from muscle, an all-star hockey player, field hockey player. And we believe that one of the flight attendants had boiling water, maybe two of them. So they got in there and they threw it right on the guys. If not, Zubaydah said it was going to hit the White House. He's one of the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Most other people believe it was going to hit the Capitol building because it was a bigger target. Regardless, absolute heroes, because people were reporting the other towers were on fire. They knew what these guys were going to do. Incredible courage. Everybody who shows up asks themselves one question. What would I do in that spot? When we come back, Ari Fleischer.
Favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health, a different attempt at encouraging people to get the coronavirus vaccine. Marvel releasing a special Avengers comic book. It was unveiled recently in New York City. They teamed up with New York City physician network Somos for the project. Somos co-founder Henry Munoz saying the goal is to inspire confidence in the vaccine, specifically in minority communities.
Somos, the largest minority-led health network in New York, announces a global partnership with the City of New York, the State of New York, and Marvel, just in time to send our kids safely back to school, to educate and to inform and to motivate young people and their families to get vaccinated.
20,000 comic books and 20,000 lithographs will be distributed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind, plus Every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
The 2021 Conservative Political Action Conference was held in Dallas, Texas this weekend. Among the major topics of discussion, who will be the GOP candidate for president in 2024? The convention closed out on Sunday with an appearance from former President Donald Trump, who won the straw poll there overwhelmingly. Co-founder of The Dispatch and host of the Remnant podcast, Jonah Goldberg.
He's still, if not the front runner for 2024, he's the kingmaker in terms of having such an outsized influence over primaries and, you know, in the midterms. So, I mean, he's an immensely powerful person within the GOP.
Wall Street Journal columnist Bill McGurn.
I personally don't think he's going to run again. I think that they all follow the Gingrich rule, which is to never say you're not going to run because then people stop paying attention to you. And I don't think he would want to risk a loss.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Captain Lauer came up to me and said, "Oh my God, another plane at the other tower of the World Trade Center." I knew that it was not an accident. I knew it wasn't a coincidence. I knew that it was an organized attack. I actually reflected on the initials UBL, Osama bin Laden, and I knew about Al-Qaeda. I knew about the attacks on the World Trade Center in early 1993, and I decided to pass on to the president two facts, make one editorial comment, and to do nothing to invite a conversation with him. I knew he was in front of second graders, in front of a press pool. I presumed there would be a boom microphone over him, and I didn't want to have a conversation with him. I stepped into the room. I thought about what I would say, and when the students were told to take out their books to read with the president, that's when I went up to the president, leaned over and whispered into his right ear, "A second plane hit the second tower. America is under attack." I believe that my words then caused the president to reflect on his job. No longer was the presidency about his agenda. It was about the oath of office that he took to preserve, protect, and defend. And I was very impressed how he reacted when I told him. He did nothing to introduce fear to those young second graders. He didn't do anything to demonstrate fear to the media that would have translated it to the satisfaction of the terrorists. So I was very impressed with how he reacted. He also stayed there long enough for me to get things ready for him when he walked back into that holding room.
Andy Card, former chief of staff for President George W. Bush, reflecting on 9/11, the attack there at a school in Sarasota, Florida, at which time the president finished reading the book, and then he went in and he realized America was at war. Ari Fleischer also there that day. He joins us now. Ari, when Andy Card's leaning over talking to the president, where are you?
I'm about 20 feet over the president's left shoulder, leaning against the wall. And about 30 seconds, a minute before Andy walked in, Brian, I got a page, it was the second page I got that day, saying the second tower had been hit. And I instantly knew it had to be terrorism.
So you went to another room and got ready for the president. What was discussed in that room, if I got that right? What was discussed in that room?
I stayed in the room where the president was doing the reading. Andy went back into the holding room where there were secure phones and other phones. And when the reading event was over, after the president stayed and then left the room, we went back. I went back with him into the holding room. And then everybody's working the phones, trying to figure out, okay, what happened in New York? What's the extent of the attack? How bad is the damage? How many people are hurt? What can the federal government do to help?
And when did you realize that Secret Service was going to decide where you were going and it wasn't really your call?
Well, it's never really our call. I mean, you always put yourself in the hands of the Secret Service, and that's frankly a wonderful feeling. You've contracted out your worries to the best in the world. But, you know, it struck me that when we went into the gym, after the president worked the phones, he went into the gym to address the nation. And there were a group of people in that gym who were expecting a speech on education. Remember, in 2001, we didn't have the technology, the smartphones. There were many people in that room who had no idea that the two towers had been hit. So the president, in addressing the nation, announced into that room, and you could hear a gasp. But it struck me at the time that the Secret Service never would have allowed President Bush to go to that gym to make remarks if they thought we were under a threat in Sarasota. But after this 2 minutes worth of remarks were over, they whisked us out of there, and they wanted to get on board Air Force One at that point. I think they started to reconsider and said the safest place for the president is in the sky.
So you always were cool under pressure. The war starts. I never remember you rattled, always direct. But what was going on inside you?
You know, Brian, looking back, I've got to say I learned something about myself, I guess, on that day and the days after. And that the worse things got, the calmer I became. And I don't know why. I don't know how. I think they're just things that are in you, and you don't know what's in you until you're ultimately tested. But the worse things got, the calmer I became. And I've got to say, looking back on the 11th, the biggest surprise for me is how unemotional it was for everybody aboard Air Force One. And what I mean by that is people had a job to do. You didn't have time to wallow. You didn't have time to cry. You didn't have time to say, woe is me, woe is my country. Everybody had a responsibility aboard that plane, from the president to the Secret Service to the military to the staff, whose job was to support the president. Everybody was just steady and serious, solemn, no emotion.
So, yeah, and I understand, too, at one point the president was, I need to get back to Washington, right? They would take you to an undisclosed location. Do you remember the communication with Dick Cheney?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I glued myself to the president's side for much of the day and just took notes on everything he did and said. And he was advised strongly not to come back to Washington. When we got on board Air Force One, we knew three planes had gone down. Two hit the World Trade Center. In the motorcade on the way to Air Force One in Sarasota, we got the word of the plane that hit the Pentagon. We boarded Air Force One, and the first word the president got was that there are six aircraft in the sky that have not responded to the order to land. So we thought three planes hit their targets. There are six more to go. So we thought there were nine aircraft. When the plane went down in Pennsylvania, the first word we got aboard Air Force One was it went down near Camp David, which is 100 miles from Shanksville, but near Camp David. So now four down, five to go. So all the information we had was this is an ongoing, long attack, and the Secret Service and the military, of course, the last thing they wanted to do was get the president down in an unknown location, Andrews Air Force Base. And the president insisted on going back to Washington. It turned into a bit of a fight. Andy Card ultimately said to the president, it's not safe yet. It's not steady. It's not steady still. And the president acquiesced. And it was a constant theme throughout the day, him wanting to get back. At one point he said, the American people want to know where their dang president is. I don't want some damn tin-horned terrorist keeping me out of Washington. But ultimately he acceded. And one little thing I learned years later, even if Bush, the commander-in-chief, had ordered Colonel Tillman, the Air Force One pilot, to go to Washington, Colonel Tillman legally would have refused the order. His job by statute and the Secret Service's job by statute is to protect the office of the president, to protect the president. And if he gave an order that would put him in what they view as harm's way, by statute, they are not obligated to follow that order, and they wouldn't have.
So here is President George W. Bush, September 11, 2001, when he finally got back to the White House. Cut 37.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
I was wondering, was that written on a yellow pad? I know you guys were jotting things down. How was that put together? What did you make sure to include and not include?
Now, that was the third speech the president gave that day. He gave a two-minute speech from the gym in Sarasota. He gave another two-minute speech from Barksdale Air Force Base to keep the nation informed best he could. And that was a formal speech from the Oval Office that night. That was started by the president on board Air Force One, calling Karen Hughes and Mike Gerson, the speechwriters, and giving them the instructions of what he wanted to say. And then, as always, they would polish it, put it into more prose, and then went back and forth with the president as we flew back to Washington. And then he worked on it when he got back into the Oval Office later that evening, shortly before that speech, which I believe was at 8 p.m. Eastern that night.
When did you guys actually see for yourselves what happened that day? For example, this is how it sounded for us. I was on the air, and then I went down to – was able to get a crew and go down to the World Trade Center as it was happening. A lot of this I heard originally, then I just left. Cut 35.
Plane overhead, and then all of a sudden I thought it sounded kind of louder, then I looked up. And all of a sudden, it smashed right dead into the center of the World Trade Center. And there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Hold on just a moment. We've got an explosion inside. One of our producers said perhaps a second plane was involved, and let's not even speculate to that point.
It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
So that's the live coverage. You were at a school at the time. What are your thoughts now?
You know, what's amazing is we didn't see the live coverage. When the president was in the classroom, and then in the holding room, there was no TV in that holding room. They later wheeled one in, later meaning 5-10 minutes later, they wheeled one in. So we saw replays. And I'll never forget, there's a picture of Dan Bartlett pointing while we're in the holding room at the first plane hitting the first tower, the replay of it. And we all wheeled. And there's a picture of us wheeling around to see the TV. And you can just see the tension, the gripping realization of what that looked like in that still photograph. And aboard Air Force One, one of the amazing things was how bad communications was. We didn't have satellite TV at that time. Our TV would pick up radio signals from towers, antenna on the ground if the tower was tall enough and the signal was strong enough. So we could fly, get coverage when we flew over a good tower, and then the screen would fade to gray and fade out as we kept flying, and then it come back in. And there was no knowing when it would come in and out. So communications was bad. The phones cut off to the bunker underneath the White House repeatedly. The president was endlessly frustrated because he'd be talking to the vice president. He'd be talking to anybody. And the phone service would cut out aboard Air Force One on the day we needed it the most. So kind of amazing to think that everybody in the world is glued to their TVs watching it, and we were in probably the worst position to watch it of anybody.
So I know that President Bush, in retrospect, he said that Laura came up to him when he said, you know, Bin Laden wanted dead or alive. And President And the first lady went up to him and said, you know, I don't really think you should be saying that if I remember that story correct. Are there other things that you guys did in terms of messaging since you're a master at it and now you have businesses on the side helping others with it that you thought, man, that in retrospect, we shouldn't have said that? Or in retrospect, am I glad we said that?
Well, on the dead or alive, it's so funny. He said that at the Pentagon, I believe it was on September 12th, the next day when he went to visit the Pentagon. And I thought, I hesitate to disagree with Mrs. Bush, but I thought it captured the mood of the country perfectly. That is what we wanted. We wanted bin Laden dead or alive. And he said it. And I think one of the things that really connected President Bush to the country and the reason the country rallied and the reason he had a 90% approval was his leadership was tone perfect. He spoke from the gut. He spoke from the heart. It wasn't a politician's speech. It wasn't a Diplo speech appealing to all sides and international interests. He spoke as a raw American expressing both grief and anger, backed up by everyone knowing he meant it when he said we were going to bring justice to those who did it. It wasn't an idle threat. We were going to go to war. And that summarized, Brian, where the country was on September 11th. This country was angry. This country was patriotic. This country demanded military action in response. And I thought Bush's tone really hit the mark, and especially on September 14th, that bullhorn moment, which was totally spontaneous, with his arm draped around Bob Beckwith, the fireman, when he said to those rescue workers who couldn't hear him, I hear you, and pretty soon the people who did this will hear from all of us.
Hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people...
You know, there are better speakers, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, but no one speaks from the heart like W, in my humble opinion, because he's got all the same thoughts. There's no arrogance there. He says what's on his mind, but in a disciplined way, because his family is so experienced in the ups and downs and the magnitude of what they say. And the reason why he thrives in those moments is because he's so authentic.
Yeah. He has a good heart and a good gut. And one other moment that stood out to me is on September 13th in the Oval Office, he announced that he was going to go to New York the next day and to express his gratitude to the rescue workers and to try to bring comfort to the families of those whose loved ones were missing. And he answered questions about what we were going to do and bin Laden and some questions about the attack. And then one reporter, I think it was Patsy Wilson from Reuters, said to the president, how are you doing, Mr. President? And he started to tear up. You know, that was one question none of us ever thought of. We were too busy. Nobody asked that question. And he said something along the lines of, I'm an emotional guy. I'm a loving guy, but I've got a job to do. And he barely kept it together. And then he walked out of the Oval into the little quarter next to it to collect himself. And it was amazing to me how that one question got to him and how he is an emotional man,
mm-hmm.
but his leadership rallied the nation.
Right.
And the nation's rallying led him to a 90% approval. I mean, the two fed into each other.
And he also had the right press secretary at the time, Ari Fleischer. thanks so much. I love the reflection. I learned a lot, and I thought I knew everything. Thank you so much, Ari.
Thank you, Brian. Always good to be with you.
You got it. Back with your calls in a moment. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A school bus driver in Greenville, Texas, helping a fourth grader get used to her routine, makes today's Dean's List. 9-year-old Adelin Williams had never been on a school bus before. Adelin's mom, Ambrea, shared a video to TikTok praising her daughter's accomplishment. She says, "My daughter is visually impaired. Today was her first time getting on the bus by herself. She did it. And I'm so proud of her." Ambrea says she'd been taking Adelin to and from Carver Elementary School for years, but had a change of heart when Adelin expressed she wanted to go to school on her own. When Adelin came home from school, she had befriended her bus driver, Mr. Ryan. Ambrea recorded a snippet of Adelin and Mr. Ryan and posted it on TikTok. In the clip, Mr. Ryan had an umbrella open for Adelin to protect her from the rain and walked up a concrete staircase and sidewalk with her. One commenter wrote, "They were brought to tears by the sweet moment. There's not many bus drivers like him out there. He's amazing." Mr. Ryan and Adelin, you both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nathan Sawaya, a consulting producer and artist in residence on Fox's Lego Masters. Lego Masters returns all new Tuesday with the remaining 5 duos tasked with taking on a land and sea challenge. They'll split up to start their builds, imaginative land and sea creatures. Then they'll team up to find out how their creations work together. Challenge producers work hard to come up with ideas for the contestants and even test out the challenges.
We just try and brainstorm ideas that are really going to be something that the audience hasn't seen before, that the contestants haven't probably prepared for. We don't want it to be too easy. We really want it to be a big challenge for them.
And look closely at the screen. There's a lot of Lego in the detail.
I think the really interesting thing is the audience might not realize that a lot of things on the set are built out of Lego.
As for what's coming up, the builds just keep getting bigger as the final teams vie for that grand prize title.
I don't want to give too much away, but the finale is going to be great. It gets pretty exciting.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Talking a lot about 9/11, of course, Afghanistan, and the ridiculous speech the president made last night, trying to bait us into debating the constitutionality of his mandates and his fines. Now the politicians are telling us what medicine to take. Is that good with you? Chris, listen to WSBA in Pennsylvania. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Brian. I just wanted to say that as long as Joe Biden's in office, the term leader of the free world cannot be associated with the presidency.
Why?
He decided to give up any idea of leadership in Afghanistan, and yesterday he decided that he doesn't want this to be a free country.
He said, forget your freedom.
Yeah, the American people, it's up to us to lead the way. As Chinese and communist influence grows in the world, it's up to people like you with the freedom of speech, pastors with freedom of religion, holding on to our Second Amendment to maintain that peaceful tension that we have now. The American people are the leaders of the free world now, not the president.
Chris, thank you. Alex, WOKV in Jacksonville, Florida. Alex.
Hey, Brian. So I just think it's funny. You know, I was 6 years old when those towers went down 20-something years ago these days. And, you know, it's nerve-wracking that 3 or 4 days ago, you know, the president had said we had gotten all the Americans out, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's 150-some-odd more just being held hostage. It's just a disgrace to the presidency.
I've never seen anything so aggravating and so un-American as how this president has acted. We will not forget about that. Mark in Colorado. Mark.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little confused. Pre-pandemic, the liberals were consistent in their message, my body, my choice. Has their position changed?
Haha, not when it comes to abortion, but certainly when it comes to the vaccine. Yes, Howard Stern and Jimmy Kimmel now decide what vaccines we get. Fantastic. And if we don't, they say we shouldn't be allowed to go to the hospital. So should that person was basically saying the same thing. Thanks, Mark. By the way, if you want to see me on stage, and I hope you do, go to BrianKilmeade.com. I'm in Charleston, Orlando, Ponte Vedra, and Clearwater.
Ad paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-5038. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-674-5038. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-5038. That's 800-674-5038.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Now I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we have to ensure that all Americans know and understand what happened on 9/11.
Austin spoke at a Pentagon ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. He noted that almost a quarter of the U.S. population was born after 9/11. He said that as the years march on, it's important that all Americans understand the significance of that day.
It is our responsibility to remember. And it is our duty to defend democracy.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley also spoke at the Pentagon, saying those who died on 9/11 believed in the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 184 people died at the Pentagon on 9/11. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The on-again, off-again ban imposed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to prevent mandating masks for Florida school students is back in force. The First District Court of Appeal ruled on Friday that a Tallahassee judge should not have lifted an automatic stay that halted enforcement of the mask mandate ban. DeSantis says he will continue to oppose Biden administration attempts to impose mask mandates in schools and in workplaces.
When you have a president like Biden issuing unconstitutional edicts against the American people, we have a responsibility to stand up for the Constitution and to fight back, and we are doing that in the state of Florida.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church of America installed its first openly transgender bishop in a service held in San Francisco's Grace Cathedral on Saturday. The new bishop will lead one of the church's 65 synods, overseeing nearly 200 congregations in Northern California as well as Northern Nevada. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
France has banned unvaccinated Americans from entering the country for non-essential travel.
France will update its travel guidance to include bans for travelers from the U.S. and Israel without a COVID vaccination. Citing a European Union recommendation for member states to impose stricter entry requirements, France moved several nations from the green to orange list status, which restricts non-essential travel by unvaccinated individuals. The new restriction will take effect starting September the 12th. Fully vaccinated individuals will continue to enjoy unrestricted entry. Patrick Foss reporting.
Tens of thousands of Catalans on Saturday rallied for independence from the rest of Spain in the first major mass gathering since the pandemic. The march in Barcelona came before a meeting between regional leaders in northeast Catalonia and the Spanish government as they try to find a solution to the political crisis caused by the separatist movement. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The drug maker Endo International is the latest company to settle a New York case over opioids.
The Dublin-based company will pay $50 million in the deal. It admits no wrongdoing. The state government and the Long Island counties of Suffolk and Nassau are to share in the settlement. Another drug maker and three distribution companies have already settled claims with New York. Years after a flurry of lawsuits were filed by state and local governments across the U.S. over the addiction and overdose pandemic, trials have begun and the pace of settlement has picked up. John Scott reporting.
The estate of a man fatally shot in downtown Portland after a pro-Trump car rally last year, suing the city, the mayor, and the county district attorney. They contend a hands-off approach to political demonstrations and counter-protests in the city fostered a culture of vigilante policing between opposing factions that filled the void and led to the killing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. One day from 9/11, 20 years. We'll be discussing that this hour with some great guests. Jim Gray standing by, the sports world, how it responded, call, and how they will respond. Karl Rove, what it was like being by the president's side that day and throughout his first 4 years, 6 years. And Frank Siller, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, what happened with his brother running through the tunnel into the towers and not coming out, in the T2T.org, of your chance to give to that fantastic organization. We will discuss all that. But first, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Can you explain a little bit more about why the White House, in a statement, is calling the Taliban businesslike and professional?
Well, we wanted to note that the Taliban was cooperative in facilitating the departure of these American citizens and legal permanent residents from HKIA.
That's Hamid Karzai Airport, and it's pretty stunning to hear the description that way. 20 years later, since the attacks, we have lost. We've had four presidents. Who do you, do we really want to do this? Okay. Let's forget the big three. Let's just go right to Jim Gray. Hey, Jim. Welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, good. Congratulations on this serious show. You, Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald. Nice. Thanks.
Called Let's Go. We've been we're on Sirius XM, and it's a podcast available wherever you get the podcast. Let's Go with Tom Brady and Larry Fitzgerald. So we're up and running. We've done a couple, and going to do it every Monday night throughout the season. We've done a radio show together, Tom and I, for 12 years. This is Larry's 14th year, and we've moved over to Sirius XM now. So, or you can download it free to everybody wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, that should be great. I think Tom Brady's going to be happy on this week's edition after his
field goal. He's always happy. He's Tom Brady.
But he does like to lose, and he didn't last night.
Hates to lose. No, hates to lose. He wasn't happy last night either. I'm sure he was happy with the victory, but he'll see a lot of work there. The four turnovers are going to drive him nuts, all the penalties at inopportune times. There's a long way to go. A 17-game season now, Brian. It's a marathon, so they've completed one very small, short leg, and he'll be happy that they won. He often says, we're not trying to be perfect, we're just trying to win the game, and that's about what happened last night. They weren't perfect, but they did win the game.
And Jim, of course, he had a full house, really for the first time, in a Tampa uniform.
That was great. I mean, you know, it was great to see all the folks out there, and it was football as we all remember it. Hopefully we can put this COVID behind us with this variant out there. It's really circulating, and it's going to be a tough season. The NFL and the people around the NFL all tell me that they think it's going to be more of a factor this year, even with the high vaccination rates, because this variant is seeing some breakthrough cases, and it's just a very difficult circumstance for the country. And hopefully at some point we'll be able to get it under control and resume our lives, but. Right now we can celebrate, because that was a great way to start the season.
Beating the Cowboys, unless you're a Cowboy fan, but still, the Cowboys have some hope. They wanted to know that their quarterback, they wanted to know if they had a shot. They're going against the world champs, and they held their own. Jim Gray's with us. Talking to Goats is now out on paperback. You've probably seen the special on Fox Nation, which premiered. We had some commercials in it on Fox News, and Jim, of course, a Fox News contributor, as well as doing everything else that he's doing. So, Jim, first off, just finished on the pandemic question. There are cities that are demanding to show vaccination before you go into the stadiums, right, in the NFL?
Yes, sir.
How is that going over? Is that a lot of pressure on the ushers?
You know, I don't know, because we haven't seen that, but we'll see it with the Raiders. And it's a great idea because, you know, look, it's better to be able to have people come to the game than not come to the game. And last year you couldn't go to the game in Las Vegas because of the pandemic. So, you know, they were proactive in trying to get in front of this before anybody said you can't have fans. They said, let's have vaccinations. And the Raiders, I believe, if you don't have a vaccination card, they'll vaccinate you right there, give you a test, and you can go in so that you can use your tickets. So I just think that all of these cities are doing the best that they can trying to figure out how they can stop the spread of this. It's an indoor stadium in Las Vegas. So I don't know if it puts pressure on, you know, we saw what it did at the U.S. Open. There were long lines, but the fans want to go. And so if this is one of the requirements of going, you have a choice. If you don't have the vaccine, you can't go to the game. If you have a vaccine and you're willing to go through whatever it is that the guidelines are set in place, then you're free to come and enjoy the festivities. Going to any event is not a right, okay? It's a privilege. It's a privilege to be able to pay for the ticket, okay? So they can set the circumstances in which they want those folks to attend. It's really simple.
No, I hear you. In fact, you know, if I own a team, I like to make my own decisions. The NFL will make theirs. You wonder, you know, when you mandate private businesses to do a certain thing, that's when the lawsuits come out, and certainly that speech from last night. But, Jim, I want to talk about 9/11 20 years later. Where were you?
I was in Denver. It was the opening of the brand-new Mile High Stadium. It was called Invesco Field. There was a Monday night opening game of the year, and my parents live in Denver, so I was at my parents' home in Denver, and I was getting ready to go to the airport, and we had the Today Show on, and on came Katie Couric and Matt Lauer, and I have chills right now because my dad was doing his exercises on the floor at that time about 20 years ago. He was approximately 72-year-old man, and had been in the Naval Air Reserves from World War II, and we sat there and watched this in stunned silence, and I have chills talking about it right now, and I was in Denver, so I couldn't leave the city for whatever it was, those 4 or 5 days. I was with my parents, and I went down to the newsroom where I worked, KBTV, it's now KUSA, and sat with my old boss, a man named Roger Ogden, who was a brilliant television executive and a dear friend, gave me my start, and just kind of watched how he put together the whole day from the aspect of how it affected those Denverites and those in Colorado and the national story. And it was just an awful day. Just remember seeing the buildings come down, and my dad and I and my mom were sitting in the living room and just knew that had killed thousands of people, and tears, and you know, it was just an awful feeling. And even though we were, you know, several, you know, 1,000 miles away or whatever it is from Denver to New York and Washington and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, it was a horrible feeling that our country had been attacked and that so many innocent people were needlessly affected.
You know, so fascinating is that people are asking me all the time. We were on the air at the time, and then I went down there and covered it. I got a crew, got down there, did as many features as possible, tried to get on live and find everything in the chaos. But I was amazed when it was time to clean the whole thing up, try to find the survivors and put up the tents and feed the firefighters and the rescue workers and the experts and who knows who else was down there. You'd see Evander Holyfield serving sandwiches, and you would see the Giants and Jets and Yankees and Mets down there. And you know what it's like, Jim, not for you personally, but for others. When you see a professional athlete in the mall or out there, you want to talk to them. It was the time in which nobody blinked if it was Mike Piazza or Bobby Valentine sitting next to you. Everyone was in it together. And at a lot of the stadiums in Shea then specifically, Bobby Valentine was actually leading and directing all the food, and he was making sure everything got in and out correctly. So it was truly all hands on deck. When it was time to play baseball again, George W. Bush went back to New York, and he actually threw out the first pitch. Here's how it sounded. Cut 51.
For tonight's ceremonial first pitch, and please welcome the President of the United States.
And he threw a perfect strike. That resonated with you, Jim Gray.
It did, and I hear that. And I was there that evening, and 14 years later, and after numerous conversations, and that moment just was one of the greatest moments in my life, because there was a young president dealt an awful hand who went out there who, just like FDR had said, let's play baseball. We're never going to stop mourning. We're never going to forget those. But let's try and have just a thin slice of a little bit of normalcy. And there he went by himself, virtually naked, out on that pitching mound. 55,000 anthrax, pervasive. Another terrorist attack thought by all of those in charge that was going to be imminent, and he went out there and delivered a perfect strike. And so for 14 years, I had tried to convince President Bush to tell this story, to do a documentary, and then in one of the great honors of my life, Brian, he finally said yes. and he let me produce that film and executive produce that film, a 30 for 30 for ESPN, and to tell the story. And President Bush was just great to do that and to trust me and our group to put that together, and they play it every year. And he wanted to do it for two reasons, because it premiered in 2015, and he thought 14 years later that people were starting to forget about the effects of 9/11 and what it had done. So he wanted to preserve the memory of those who perished and keep the country thinking about, you know, what had happened. Also, he was doing an exhibition at the opening of his library of presidents in baseball. So he thought that having the film, which can live now forever and is played there all the time, and ESPN plays it all the time, it's online as well, would just serve as a memory. And it was just a tremendous, courageous, unbelievable moment. That and Muhammad Ali lighting the torch in Atlanta for the Olympics in 1996 are the two greatest sports moments that I have ever witnessed. And neither of those folks had anything to do with the actual game.
Interesting and fascinating that you did that, because you had to be an entrepreneur and a salesperson to get everybody involved and then get ESPN to do it and then pull it off. And it just goes to show you, even if you're at the highest part, the highest end of your career, you still got to work to get things done, because nothing was handed to you. They didn't say, Jim, I need you to host something. Jim said, Jim Gray said, I need to do something. So meanwhile, at another game that stands out for me as well, as just pure sports, was the Mets, who had gone to the World Series and were underachieving this year, and people wonder, can they get into gear? The 9/11 attacks happened, and the Mets went on a run, mainly because of this moment, trailing Atlanta in the ninth, Mike Piazza at the plate, cut 49.
Lopez wants it away.
And it's hit deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance.
It meant so much. I mean, he's going to be featured on the Fox broadcast on Saturday. Can you explain to people who might not have been alive or remember, or a baseball fan, why that sends chills in just one of 162 games?
Well, because of the moment and the time that we were in. And, you know, we often look to sports, and Condoleezza Rice says this in First Pitch, and I have a chapter on First Pitch in the book, Talking to Goats, and thanks for mentioning that. It just came out in paper book, and you were a big help on that with the special and so forth. But sports has a way of bringing us together and uniting us in times of celebration, and also in times where we're all looking to come together and coalesce, because events outside of the sports world have just brought us to this place where there's despair. And so she said it so magnificently and so beautifully, and I'm paraphrasing it and butchering it, not doing anywhere near as well as Dr. Rice does. But the fact that that home run and those moments resonate with people is because we needed that lift, and yep. We look to athletes, and we look to leaders and people in those types of positions, and we can glean some sort of internal that internal mechanism that allows us to persevere, and we see it through others, and we can inspire ourselves. And I think that is why moments like that are moments that we recall with not only such fondness, but bring us inspiration and admiration.
Jim Gray, Talking to Goats, now out on paperback. You got to get it. The forward by Tom Brady, his show on Sirius with Tom Brady, and a guy that's going to have a bright future when he finally decides to be done, Larry Fitzgerald. It's on Sirius. Jim, the name of it is Let's Go, and it's every Monday at 6 o'clock.
Correct.
Or you can get it on Apple Podcasts. Jim, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Brian, thanks for having me.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
I hope to see you soon. Absolutely. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. We'll talk about that. The president's, I think, wildly inappropriate speech last night where he attacked the unvaccinated as if they're worse than the Taliban. And then we'll talk about Afghanistan. We got 20 people out yesterday. We have hundreds, maybe thousands left behind enemy lines. Is this still America? Back in a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator visits buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 11-year-old shelter dog finding her forever home makes the Doggy Dean's List. Sally is a pit bull and terrier mix. She's been available for adoption at the Always and Forever Midwest Animal Sanctuary since 2020. But her luck could be changing now that she's famous. Local animal lovers in Kansas City, Missouri teamed up to get a billboard with Sally's picture on it above a section of Interstate 35, a major highway. Scott Poor, who helped with the billboard campaign, says it's been a dream of his for many years to have a billboard that features the animals in Kansas City shelters that have been homeless the longest. And according to Sally's profile, when Sally is adopted, the billboard will go on to promote other in-need shelter pets from Kansas City. Scott says in the meantime, he will use his funds from his business to support his animal rescue work. I have a feeling Sally will find a forever home soon. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with singer-songwriter Paul Anka, who recently celebrated his 80th birthday.
It's a big number, but it's just a number. That was an exciting day. Obviously, the surprises of all the shout-outs from the eclectic array of people was very heartwarming. Hey, you know, it's just good to be still doing what you've loved doing all your life and being recognized by your friends and the fans.
Anka also has a new album out, Making Memories, the result of much reflection during the pandemic.
You're looking at what's happening in the world. You're looking at relationships, and it all starts to manifest itself. It evolves into about 30 songs where you decide, okay, we're going to get the record company on it. There's some strong social comment in there of what I felt.
The collection has new songs and reimagined classics, including a duet with Olivia Newton-John and a 50th anniversary rendition of My Way with Michael Bublé and Andrea Bocelli. Anka is also heading out on a new tour starting in October featuring a Frank Sinatra tribute. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. But I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. 2 seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What's the legacy of the entire war on terror? And I think there's two pieces to it. One is we have protected the homeland since 9/11. There hasn't been another 9/11. We all worked very hard to make sure that that didn't happen. That's fantastic. That's success, right? We won that war. But at the same time, I think we've weakened America a little bit. Mm. Because for those 20 years that we were fighting a counterterrorism war and a counterinsurgency war, the Russians and the Chinese were catching up to us conventionally. And some of the things we did post 9/11, the war in Iraq, for example, caused political division here at home, right, that we're still paying for.
No kidding. That is 100% true. Mike Morrell, former acting director of the CIA, presidential briefer for Obama and President Bush, with President Bush the day of the attacks. He also understood the gravity and the challenge of continuing to beat back Islamic extremism, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, all the sects there. They all think the thing to do would be hit America. That is the gold standard, and they don't mind killing themselves in the process. So that is the challenge, and he understands that. And we are immeasurably less safe right now because of what Joe Biden just did over the last 3 weeks, let alone the pale of depression he caused with veterans who gave so much, their life and their limb and their some invisible wounds because of decisions he's made. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, on the chances of another attack, cut three.
The whole community is kind of watching to see what happens and whether or not Al-Qaeda has the ability to regenerate in Afghanistan. You know, we put the Taliban on notice that that we expect for them to not allow that to happen.
Okay. Think about this. We leave the country, we beg them to let us get our citizens out of the country, and we put them on notice after they take the country. They are celebrating 9/11 thanks to him, Joe Biden especially, but Secretary of Defense for not standing up and convincing him, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for not letting him know, or letting him know when his stubbornness had this come off the way it did, and the State Department being as inept as they are. Now we're going to sit back and watch to see if Al-Qaeda will reconstitute. That is really not the posture I heard wins the war on terror. When we come back, Karl Rove on that very question and what he was doing 20 years ago today. And we'll compare four presidents and how they handled the war on terror, which has not stopped, even though Joe Biden would like it to. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. Aerosmith is getting ready to dust off just about every song the Bad Boys from Boston ever recorded throughout their storied career. The band is signing a new worldwide alliance, or record deal as we used to call them, with the Universal Music Group. The new partnership will also give fans unique access to the personal archives of each of the five members who will personally curate their collections of music, photos, video footage, artwork, journals, set lists, and memorabilia as part of the band's ongoing 50th anniversary celebrations. Guitarist Joe Perry says in part, "This will allow us to bring our music to fans in ways we never were able to before. It's something we've dreamed about happening for a long time." Laura Engel, Fox News.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show?
Hey, can you look out your window right now?
Yeah.
Can you see God about 4,000 feet above 5 East Europa right now? Looks like he's.
Yeah, I see him.
You see God? Look, is he descending through the building also?
He's descending really quick too. Yeah.
Well, that's
2,500 feet now. He just dropped 800 feet in like one sweep.
That's another situation. What kind of airplane is that? Can you guys tell?
I don't know. I'll read it out in a minute. Another one just hit the building.
Wow. Another one just hit the roof.
The whole building just came apart.
Oh, holy smokes.
Man, I've never heard that before. That's air traffic control talking to each other because they can't believe on a beautiful sunny day it looks like this plane was going so low and they're not listening. It turns out they were hijacked. And the death and destruction we're still paying for and try to process even today. What was it like if you were a deputy chief of staff and senior advisor to President George W. Bush? Help him get elected, finally take office. 9 months later, you're in the middle of the worst terror attack since Pearl Harbor. That person is Carl Rove, and he joins us now. Carl, what are your thoughts when you hear that?
Well, it's extraordinary. It shows the enemy that we faced then and the enemy we still face today willing to kill themselves as long as it brought about the destruction of American lives and American symbols of greatness.
Do you remember even a lot of talk about terrorism, 9/11, Al-Qaeda? I mean, it wasn't in any of the debates with Al Gore. It wasn't on the tip of everyone's tongue. Do you remember on your things to do list where that was?
Well, I remember that in the debate prep, we talked about, you know, remember in early October of 20 or in October of 20 of 2000, the attack on the USS Cole. So there was some discussion in the campaign about how to handle that if it came up as an issue. But no, I mean, we, you know, America in retrospect, we now know that Al-Qaeda attacked us five times before 9/11, and we didn't see it for what it was, which was a relentless, continuing threat to the American homeland. And after 9/11, President Bush was transformed from a guy focused on education reform and welfare reform and invigorating faith and nonprofit groups to confront suffering in our country to a wartime president. And he understood that his number one responsibility was to keep America safe and to bring to justice those who had attacked America and to project power around the world to keep similar attacks from happening again.
So here was, we remember 9/11, and that is 20 years tomorrow. How vivid were the threats? How real were the threats afterwards? Remember about anthrax? Remember the sniper, the guy shooting out of his trunk of his car, terrorizing the West Coast? How real were the follow-up threats?
Well, you mentioned a couple, but there were a lot. I mean, the intelligence chatter was high. Concerns were high. The intelligence community picked up threads that gave us a sense that there were very real threats against the homeland. Those plots were by and large thwarted. Someday the story can be told, but America was kept safe by the action of our intelligence and community and our military and our diplomats and our law enforcement who took these threats and dealt with them. And, you know, we had the underwear bomber who got on the plane, but there were other plots that were foiled by, you know, drone attacks and special operators and our intelligence community removing actors who were in the process of getting ready to attack the American homeland or American interests abroad or our allies.
Remember the shoe bomber, too? That's where we take our shoes off if you're not TSA approved.
Right.
We finally got on the front foot, and it started October 7th, cut 39.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime.
Do you remember the feeling in the White House when you finally got a chance to attack those who attacked us?
Yes, I remember it well. And apropos the question you just asked, those targets, many of those targets were chosen because they were key links, if you will, in additional attacks on the United States. And, you know, I think about that a lot. I thought of a lot about that in the last few days because, for example, you remember between September 11th and October 7th, we demanded that the Taliban regime in Afghanistan turn over Osama bin Laden or suffer the consequences, that those who harbor terrorists and give them sanctuary will be treated just like the terrorists themselves. And the foreign minister of the Taliban told the United States to go pound sand. He has just been named the acting prime minister of the new regime of the Taliban in Afghanistan. 22 members of the government, many of them were declared terrorists by the United Nations in January and February of 2001, before 9/11, and many of them played active roles in the effort to shelter Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda, and to attack and kill Americans. And I think about all the sacrifices and all the commitment and all the grit and determination and courage and bravery of Americans who won the war against terror in Afghanistan, an important front in that war, and then saw their great gains surrendered needlessly in the last month by President Biden.
Unbelievably, you didn't overstate anything. You just stated the fact, and you got the Taliban, five, four of which have higher up positions. The guy in charge of intelligence is his name is Haqqani. There's another Haqqani in the cabinet. Mullah Omar's son and brother is in the cabinet. They're all back, but the big difference, Carl, they have our stuff. Between 50 yeah. and 85 billion worth of American hardware. And the big difference,
yeah.
we rebuilt our embassy. They are going to be celebrating 9/11 in our embassy. What does that do yeah. for you since you live this?
Yeah, well, it makes me angry. This is needless. This was unnecessary. Our combat role had ended in Afghanistan in 2015. Before that awful afternoon in Kabul at the airport, our last military death was in February of 2020. We were not engaged in ground combat. We were providing intelligence gathering and training and support, and if need be, air power from Bagram, which kept the Taliban in check. They knew that if they made a move on a provincial capital, we and the Afghans would rain hell from above. And there was nothing they could do about it. And then we gave it away. Imagine what the world would look like, Brian, if 20 years after the end of World War II, or even 20 years after the beginning of World War II, either Dwight Eisenhower in 59 or Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1965, said, you know what, let's bring American troops home from Europe. Europe would be now dominated by Soviet communism. What would have happened if Richard Nixon in July of 1973 said, you know, it's been 20 years since we stopped the hostilities in Korea. We don't have a peace treaty, but you know what? Let's bring home the troops. Does anybody think the Kim regime in North Korea would not have gobbled up South Korea and the world would look differently? And we did that. We stood on the wall and said no. And we put American troops in, and today we have 110,000 American troops in Europe, in Japan, and Korea. And what is it? It's in our interest to do so. The world is a better place. We have allies and friends and trading partners who buy American goods and services and share our values. And what did we do in Afghanistan? We took nearly 40 million people, two-thirds of whom are under the age of 25. We gave them 20 years in which their country was striving to be better, more modern, allowing women to be educated and work, allow people to have freedom of conscience and basic human rights. And we gave them now to the control of barbarians who will slaughter anybody who had anything to do with supporting America in this last 20 years.
But yesterday, here's the statement from a NSC spokesperson, Emily Horn. The Taliban have been cooperative in facilitating the departure of American citizens and lawful permanent residents on charter flights. They have shown flexibility, and they have been businesslike and professional in dealings with our effort. And
yeah,
at the same
yeah.
time, I'm watching video of them whipping women in the street for protesting, and I'm seeing pictures of journalists whose skin was rubbed raw by the blows they got hours before for covering it. We're watching this violence. How do you make a statement like that? Carl, you are in the inner sanctums of government.
Yeah, look, these people are either delusional or more likely cynical. And I think the cynicism is they think, well, if we stop talking about Afghanistan, in fact, they're telling the press this. The president's no longer going to speak about Afghanistan. It's only going to be lesser officials, primarily at the State Department. The American people are going to forget about this, and we're going to pass the American Jobs Plan, $3.5 trillion new welfare benefits and free things for Americans. And by 2022 midterms, they will have forgotten Afghanistan, and they will be showering the Democrats with votes because we gave them bread and circuses. But you know what? Professional and businesslike. Yeah, they're businesslike and professional. I have a friend who was in and out of Afghanistan a lot. He had many interpreters who worked with he and his team in Afghanistan. One of those interpreters was taken lived outside of Kabul, was taken by the Taliban a few weeks ago. They summoned his family and witnesses. They tortured him and murdered him in front of his family and then cut off his arms and then systematically killed every single member of his family except the 10-year-old daughter who was given to a Taliban warrior as an arranged bride, and then the witnesses were dismissed. You're right. They are professional and they are businesslike, and their business is murdering people, Americans, and people who stood with America in the fight against the war on terror.
I know you don't speak for President Bush, but this must really hit home. It must be really agonizing, since you remember the plotting and planning and the power given to the Pentagon to do what they do best. That power has been taken away, but they're forced to deal with the aftermath.
Well, you talked about Bagram. Think about this. President Biden said, here's how many troops you've got. The Pentagon said, Mr. President, that's not enough to hold Bagram, hold the Kabul airport, and be able to secure Kabul enough to move Americans out. And Biden says, I don't care. Here's how many troops you got. You figure out what's the number one priority. And the number one priority was hold the Kabul airport. But we gave up Bagram needlessly. We gave up the whole mission in Afghanistan needlessly. And we're going to regret this day. And it may not be today. It may not be next week. It may not be a year from now. But even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, said that the fall of Afghanistan means that within 12 months, 24 months, or 36 months, there will be a resurgence of terrorism. And when that moment comes, those smart people who occupy the Biden administration, like the woman you just quoted, are going to regret having said those things. And most important of all, the President of the United States will regret having taken a needless surrender, offering up a needless surrender in a war that we had largely won.
No question. Do you fault? You know how this works. Do you fault the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, for being so compliant? I mean, for wanting to hold their jobs. I know they're supposed to serve at the pleasure of the president, but at the same time, the president's saying this is what the intelligence said. This is what my Defense Department told me. So he's pushing it back on them.
Yeah, well, you notice they're pushing back on him. I mean, General Milley went out and said 12 months, 24 months, 36 months after the president basically said, you know, in Texas we got a phrase, me no Alamo, I wasn't at the Alamo. The president said, no, it's not my fault, me no Alamo, it's not, I wasn't at the Alamo, you know, it's your fault, not mine. Ultimately the responsibility is his. Look, our military is under civilian control. They report to the Secretary of Defense, who's a member of the president's cabinet, and the president is the commander-in-chief under our Constitution. So he says do it, they got to do it, or resign. I wish I'd seen a few more resignations.
Carl Rove, thanks so much for your reflections and for analyzing at the moment. Appreciate it, Carl.
Yes, all the best.
All right. When we come back, Frank Siller. Stephen Siller ran through those tunnels, went into the towers, and never came out. They formed the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. He had the Never Forget Walk, raising additional money. I want you to do that, too. But get Frank's story 20 years in one day, or 19 years and 364 days since his brother lost his life. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
So at Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. It's my privilege to bring in Frank Siller, Chairman and CEO of the Tunza Towers Foundation. Go to T2T.org right now and give to a foundation that will do the most for your money. Tunza Towers, well, Frank started it in honor of his brother, Stephen Siller, who lost his life 20 years and 364 days ago. Frank started his Never Forget Walk on August 1st. Tomorrow he finishes. He started the Pentagon, went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and then to the World Trade Center. We'll finish up tomorrow. Frank, congratulations on pulling this off. What are your thoughts as you're now in the final backstretch?
Well, right now I'm in Squad 1 in Brooklyn. It's Park Slope in Brooklyn. That's where my brother was working the night shift on September 10th when he was finished in the early morning of September 11th when he made that fateful decision that he's going to drive back, get his five-year, and drive to the mouth of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. So I'm here with his buddies, some guys that he worked with, and it's very emotional seeing his name on the wall along with 11 other great heroes. And it's a great price that was paid 20 years ago, Brian, a great price. We lost 2,977 Americans, but 343 firefighters and 60 police officers and others gave their life that day because they were rescuing people, the largest rescue mission ever on American soil, and over 20,000 people were saved. So my brother was one of those heroes that were saving people, so I couldn't be more proud.
You've been raising money for great causes, first responders, military men and women. You get to pay off their mortgages, do what you can to rebuild their lives. Frank, there's a concert this weekend, and there's a VIP opportunity, isn't there?
Well, it's a VIP opportunity, but it's a VIP opportunity for a firefighter or a police officer. And you go to T2T.org and donate $1,000, and you will pay for someone to go to this VIP experience and concert for a firefighter or police officer. And they have Lee Bryce. Lee Bryce did this for the Tulsa Dallas Foundation. Zach Brown, Darius Rucker, and others that will be playing, performing there tomorrow night on 9/11. I want to get as many cops and firefighters there as possible, and they want to raise money for the foundation. So it's a beautiful thing all around. So,
because they got to get it. You can't meet everybody, but you get the VIP opportunity. You give a chance for the firefighters to meet these great artists who are sacrificing at their own free time to give out to get everyone aware of this concert on this sacred day. Do you think people remember, Frank, after walking all the miles, talking to everybody that you talked to?
I am very optimistic of everything that I saw and the people that were honking their horns and getting out of their cars and joining me on the walk, and the unbelievable amount of parades that were happening, and just walking through Staten Island yesterday was crazy, enthusiastic people just loving America, and certainly going through Brooklyn today. So I feel cautiously optimistic that the youth of America is going to find out what happened 20 years ago. But we will never let our guards down at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We will always make sure our first part of our mission is to do good. And look, you know, we take care of Gold Star families. And tomorrow I will be talking to the widow who has lost her husband, one of the 13 great Americans
Wow.
who just lost in Afghanistan.
And Frank, we're up against it now. Frank Stiller, go to T2T.org and send a firefighter to this concert this weekend.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-5038. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-674-5038. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-5038. That's 800-674-5038.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.